Hey, guys. Hey, girls. Hey.
Hey.
Old Mobiles.
The Bones.
Hey.
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 Pointy thumbs up.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Okay, that was dumb.
Hey.
We're done with the A's.
Oh.
Stop it.
What'd you think of that last one? That was my best one.
It was terrible.
Hey, guys.
It was awful.
Colby's all hopped up on pills!
Ah!
You really comment on my A's, and then you scream like a wild man in the microphone?
I think it was aping. Is that what it's called?
Our window is open tonight?
Monkeying.
So I'm a little worried.
I think it's aping.
I don't know.
I aped you because you did, and then now I'm like,
But you weren't. You were like,
Yeah, it's the same thing. That's one more pre-workout.
Yeah. So how's everybody doing?
I'm good, man.
You good?
Thanks for asking
me
alone. Appreciate it.
I won't ask. I don't care anymore.
How's everybody else?
They can't answer us.
I'm waiting. We're waiting here.
How long are we going to wait?
Chat. Okay, moving on. Welcome to the
Wait,
Seven
no, wait,
you got a
chat.
Show.
It says you already. Oh, that's.
Yep.
He says you already have the newest
stream
version.
Offline. Mm.
That was at 1834,
oh,
though.
Okay.
2 minutes before we went live at 1836.
Gotcha.
That's right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I went live 24 minutes early. This time, instead of 30.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was pooping.
More screen time of the screeniness.
It's less.
Of us.
Six
superhero.
Minutes left.
What?
I said I went 24
you went too
minutes.
Late now.
24 minutes instead
late.
Of 30. That's 6 minutes less.
Way to go, man. Failure.
Math isn't your strong suit tonight,
Failure.
Is it? I didn't get my liquor.
Well, there's an intro for that.
Hey, man, you got any cool stories to talk about tonight?
Hey, no, man, I don't at all.
What about a Star Wars trailer?
Nope.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
You totally did.
Yeah,
we can talk. We're going to talk the next
talking about that.
Hour.
Sure.
Probably hour and a half about Porg and Porg alone.
Oh, great. The one fucking thing I hate already.
Dude, Porg is all over Twitter.
Hence why I hate it. I'm the hipster.
Porg mania is sweeping the nation, dude.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
And we got, like, I'm in the minority here when I talk trash on Star Wars.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Like our listeners knew the names of planets that weren't even in
Mustafar.
The movies. That one's in a movie,
Kashyyyk,
though.
That
That's
is,
also in a movie. You're proving that
Zimbabwe.
You are not. That's a real place on Earth.
No, it's not.
It's a state.
Don't lie to me.
Country.
Yeah, I know. Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Bangladesh.
Do you know the capital of Zimbabwe is Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe?
Did you know that?
Of course I did.
I don't know if that's true.
Geography,
I just made it up.
I majored
you.
In it in
No,
college.
You didn't. You
yeah.
didn't even major in anything.
I got a master's degree in geology.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, Madagascar, man.
That's an island
that
off
is,
Africa's coast.
Guess what's there?
East or west side of Africa? Go.
Lemurs.
You just, I said
I don't
west.
Know directions. It would be east.
If you've got a master's degree in geography.
I'm dyslexic when it comes to left, right, east, west.
Did you know?
I got north, south. That's
that
up and down.
North, south, east, west are all arbitrary points because the globe is a globe.
Oh.
And just because we look at it upside down, it could be right side up or it could be upside down.
Oh.
You don't know. What east is west is east, and north
Seriously,
is south.
Though,
and
if you ask me, to like, which way is that way right now, I'd be like, left. And it is right.
That
but
is,
it, but it's
that's
left.
Right.
But I said left. But I meant right.
But you said
but
left.
In my brain, right is left and left is right. That's called dyslexia.
I'm now dyslexic from that description.
Yeah.
Yeah, you succeeded.
I have.
In confusing me.
100%.
I have no idea what you're
no
saying.
No more
anymore.
Intelligence don't. For you.
I just don't know what you're saying.
Take it.
You take my intelligence? You just sucked it out of my brain?
Yep. Now you're dumb.
All right.
Now you're Trump. You're the president.
Thought we weren't going to talk about him this week, man.
Nope, we're talking about him every week. We are the news media, man.
No, we're not.
We're multimedia.
Yes.
We're pop culture.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all they talk about, so you know.
It's true.
We got to keep up with the times,
We
man.
Probably read more headlines than the actual news.
I would agree.
Yeah.
It's mainly all Trump. Trump tweeted this. Trump tweeted that. Yeah. Trump tweeted this. Trump tweeted that. We're going to nuclear war. What?
So we don't have to worry about Donald Trump taking away our license.
Right.
Yeah, that won't happen.
No.
We're not fake news,
and we won't.
Most of our show is fake news.
Yeah, if he listened, he'd probably be like, those untalented, worthless crap, Seth and Colby, they're the worst.
I would love nothing more than for Trump to call us out on Twitter.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be so awesome. How could it get worse?
That would never happen.
Trolls just hate us for existing. How could it be worse?
I know.
How can we get Trump's attention? We got to be a hot female.
Yeah, we can't. We can't. There's no way.
We're white men. He doesn't care.
We could be prejudiced against us.
Put against us. I don't want to be a Nazi, so I draw the line at the whole tiki torch thing.
Okay,
but
right.
We could walk up to that line.
Up to it?
You think that's enough to get Trump's attention?
No.
We got to go full Nazi to get him to defend us?
We
got to
kneel in like a...
No. Well, that's... I want him to like us, though.
Oh.
I want to be on his good side.
Nah.
Because those people that elect him, they'll throw money at anything.
Not us.
Yeah,
not us.
Yeah, because we're pro-Trump. I'll talk on the Alex Jones voice the entire show. What do you think?
It's great.
This is a new... No, you can't steal my voice. You get your own voice.
We're doing it now.
No, you get your own voice.
I'm Trump. Let's go, Alex.
Welcome to Trump and Jones.
Let's have a picnic together in the middle of a...
There's frogs out by the picnic. Are we going to be near a pond? I don't want to catch the game.
Yeah, it's going to infect...
You just started as Jones there. You ruined it.
It's going to infect both of us.
Why is Donald Trump a very effeminate man?
There's a very big lisp to what he said.
And there's no New York accent whatsoever. What is that? That's him sniffing?
Guys. We have a problem.
I don't like that.
There's too many gay frogs hopping around everywhere.
I would agree. They're everywhere. They're in my toilet.
The yogurt's getting at us, man. Who's
yogurt?
The Chobani?
Is there a yogurt?
Chobani, you said something about Chobani. Why is my Trump gay?
I don't know. It's terrible. It's a really bad Trump.
Stop it.
My Alex Jones
All
is
right.
way better.
Here we go, guys. This is how you do it.
This is not good. This is how we do it. Let's start this stupid show. I've had the cursor over the intro for forever, and I haven't actually clicked it.
Let's click it.
Let's actually. I can't.
Can't click it.
Here we go. I'm gonna really focus on the click.
Here you go.
Clicked.
Who are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a doopie. I'm a duper. You guys are the doopies.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
You can see us now. It works.
You pressed buttons. You clicked it correctly,
man. I'm just amazed that I clicked it the first time
It ain't easy. The mouse pointy thingy.
It's small, and it's going to get smaller the more I drink, because look what I'm drinking tonight.
Uh-oh. Well, I don't know what that is.
This.
Mad Dog.
I wish.
Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, I'm drinking liquefied Fruity Pebbles.
I'm sure that's an alcoholic beverage somewhere. It's a shot.
I'm sure that's probably very
true. If not, it should be.
Drinking Fireball. It's going ham.
That's straight Fireball?
That's straight Fireball.
Is it a color-changing cup? Is that why it's red looking?
It's a Splatoon 2 cup.
Ah, okay.
You know, it changes color like your ink when it gets cold.
I got you.
I'm not gonna drink no warm fireball like some type of hobo.
You're going ham, man.
Only the best cold fireball
ham
for me.
Sandwich.
What's up, everybody? This is the Seth and Colby Show.
This is
our professional introduction.
This is very professional.
Yes. We do a show twice a week. Once on Sundays at 2 p.m. and another time at Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby, where you should come and watch us. By the way, round of applause to our listeners. We got more than 50 followers on Twitch now. It's a huge deal. I honestly don't remember when we started doing episodes on Twitch, but it's only been a few months, so to have that kind of growth is pretty ridiculous. I'm very happy and very thankful to all of you for that. Keep doing it. Here pretty soon, we're going to take over the world. Or at least
Pinky and the Brain style.
Part of it.
All
you're
of it.
You're Pinky.
I'm Pinky.
Okay.
What are we doing today, Brain?
Our show.
Oh, okay.
That's it. That's all I say every time.
Gotcha.
And then dramatic lightning bolts happen.
Bum, 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 bum. I don't know.
That's not even close to the theme
song. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
I don't even know what you're doing.
Ba-da-da-dum, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. That's a song.
That is a song. It is not Pinky and the Brain.
Some song. You're welcome.
But anyways, guys, thank you for following us on Twitch. If you have not yet done so, come watch us, follow us, twitch.tv/SethandColby. You can watch the video live on Sunday and Thursday when we do the show, and you can comment to us in chat. We read your chats, we listen to your chats. But the best thing to do when you're in our Twitch chat is to type exclamation point foghorn into the chat, click the link, donate some money, write a message in your name, and a giant loud foghorn will interrupt the program. It'll sound like that, but shorter. Might be able to be longer. I honestly don't know.
Probably long.
And it'll interrupt whatever we're doing, and we will read your name and your message and give you our undying gratitude for supporting this show. May do three episodes
so
a week
fun.
If we start making... Yeah, it's got to be worth Colby's time. He don't work for free, all right?
Yeah.
He's very important.
I'm a prostitute.
He brought two shirts over tonight. Those don't come cheap.
They don't.
So make sure you do that. Also, follow us on Twitter for the show and between the shows. And you can follow us on YouTube as well if you feel like contracting some type of horrible disease while you're there.
Cancer.
Yes. It's not a good place.
Chlamydia.
It's a very bad place. So thank you guys for watching. Today we're going to talk a lot about Star Wars. We got regular stuff. And then there's a robot battle happening on Twitch that I want to find out more about. So we're going to fade out the thingy.
Okay. You mentioned robot battle. I've seen robot battles before.
Okay.
And it was far more disappointing than I expected.
You just want to jump into this so we can talk about it right away?
Okay. Frick into it, man.
So I'm just going to show you the poster. That's not it. I'm going to show you this poster right here.
Okay, that's bigger.
These are massive robots. Okay, it's the world's first giant robot fight between Megabots versus Suidobashi, I believe. It's America versus Japan.
Suidobashi.
It is the giant robot duel, 2 years in the making, super heavyweight title fight. It's happening 5 days from now. I believe it's Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific, so 9 p.m. on Tuesday night.
Nobody.
And it's on Twitch.
Well, that looks cool.
I don't really know what's happening, but it's a giant robot fight.
Well, the giant part gets me. I'm hooked then with the giant part.
Should we just go to like YouTube's Megabots?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the tinier bots, like probably 2, 3, 4 feet, like cubed probably in that area.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's...
Well, like BattleBots is that thing. You
right.
Know? Like,
yeah, that's what I've seen.
Okay, here we go.
But yeah, if you're talking... Like, bigger than... Oh, my God, that is huge.
It's...
Like, that's huge, huge.
This is Eagle Prime. Command, are you reading?
Affirmative, Eagle Prime.
I want this.
This is ridiculous.
We just uploaded the latest Mark III class firmware, so she's gonna feel a little more frisky today.
That's, like, huge guns on it? And tank treads? It's tank treads right there?
And if they're actually, like, shooting, like, big old guns...
They can't shoot guns at each other, right?
Yeah. I didn't know there was a human inside of it.
I didn't either. I thought it was remote controlled.
Yeah, I thought it was drone.
This is Pacific Rim.
Yeah, this is kind of Pacific-y Rim-y.
They're opening up a giant garage. Oh, he's opening it. The robot is.
This is ridiculous.
It's just coming out of this giant aircraft hangar-looking thing. It's rolling on tank treads. That's how big it is.
I mean, that thing on the right is definitely a cannon of some sort.
How big do you think that thing is? 25 feet tall? Oh, it's getting taller right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. That is getting huge. It's got an American star on its crotch. That's how you know it's America.
Yeah, it is.
It looks like kind of like a person. Like, it's got legs and two arms, and there's a dude in the cockpit easily 30 feet off the ground.
Welcome
easily.
We have a few surprises
okay, so
for you today.
He's doing...
This is insane.
So this is him moving? Three, it's like an obstacle two, course?
Yeah, and then one. The range, I'm assuming, is that gun.
Okay, there he goes. He's on the move.
Is that fast?
I don't know. That's it looks like, what, good. 5 or 6 miles an hour?
Yeah, maybe 10.
Maybe 10. Oh, the speed's deceiving.
Dude.
That's he's, like,
insane.
Banking right there. This camera, this is edited in such a way it makes it look like... This is like it was one of those comedy movies where you would, like, get rid of the music and then it's just... You know, moving really slowly.
Yep.
The music is definitely high. All right, is it going to blow these barrels over? It better blow these barrels over right now.
No.
If he just hits it with his arm, I'm going to be a little disappointed. I'm not going to lie.
I think that's it. But then there's a range section that comes up where I'm
sure. All right,
is
he going to smash him? If he just smashes him, that's okay.
Get out of my way, barrels!
Well, I should have just put an explosion in there or something, right?
Yeah. Something should have exploded. But that's kind of, you know, experimental robot about to explode.
We hate everything. We're not impressed by anything on the planet.
I'm impressed by this. Here's the range. Shoot that gun.
All right. Shoot the car.
Shoot that gun. Get it. Slowly.
All right, what is that? Like a beanbag?
Like a smoke.
It's like filled with a liquid of some kind.
That looks like a painted melon.
It looks like a giant paintball is basically what it is. Lame, our chat says lame also.
Yes! Things should be exploding. They should take the humans out of the thing, make it robotic, and then explode crap.
I want people to die!
Oh, God. It looks like just
it's
nerds.
It's got like 14 fans
nerds
on the back of it.
Nerds just got like the biggest payday to make a gigantic robot.
Dude, you know what I'm most impressed by right now in this video?
What?
The person who stacked those barrels up that well. Like, that could not have been easy. And this dude just comes in and slams them.
Oh, man, we're going to smash more barrels. Look at me going to smash. Oh, yeah. Wow, who would have guessed they would have toppled?
It was actually lamer the second time.
Yeah, it is. Very, pretty lame.
Is it just repeating?
I think it
might. Are we in an infinite loop?
Very subtle.
I think it might.
All right, well, that's enough of that then. That's enough of that. All right. Well, that's Megabots.
Well.
Okay, so USA challenges Japan giant robot duel. Maybe this is what we should be watching.
Yeah, I want to see them fight. How
Welcome
do you fight
Megabots
each other?
Megabots World Headquarters.
All right, you know what?
Hey,
go
thanks,
go Japan.
Cutting edge robotics research this side of the Mississippi.
This yeah, you know, kneeling during the national anthem. You know, that's terrible, but
American innovation
wearing a flag, that's all
good.
We just
finished tightening the last bolts on the Mark II.
We're American man.
First fully functional, giant piloted robot.
And because we're American, we've added really...
Big
guns.
Guess that shit.
Meet the Mark II, 12,000 pounds of gasoline-powered
Why do you think that there has to be a human in it?
Because these morons aren't going to not be in it.
Speeds of over 100 miles an hour.
Couple
Mark II isn't the first giant fighting robot in the world. Tsudobashi Heavy Industries beat us to the punch with the Kuratus, a 9,000-pound single-seater giant fighting robot.
Thank you, America, for giving us the name of the Japanese one so we can go to someone. Kuratus. Here we go.
Oh, man, more gigantic robot.
I don't know who's having the money to fund this stuff, but God bless them.
The guys who are eventually going to create Pacific Rim.
Yep. No, I don't want those two guys to
Kaiju
save humanity.
Kaiju are coming
at
here in just a little bit, man.
Kuratus.
You know John Boyega's in the sequel?
Oh, yeah.
Karatas is an art piece. It is not the normal vehicle, so it did not guarantee you safety comfort. However, it makes your dream of becoming a robot pilot come true.
Was that racist? Nope. A little bit. I feel like it was racist.
Not at all, man. We're just two white guys making fun of Japanese people.
Now it's racist.
Nah.
It's got big fists.
It's gonna punch things. Half the R&D went into making this stupid Iron Man-like visual.
This looks like the Iron Man suit that Justin Hammer built that twisted the guy in half.
Yeah. It does. Except larger. Okay, now this one has mini guns on it. Like, it's not no paintball machine. That's
it's also
guns.
Just wandering through the streets of Tokyo. Like, can we please...
That's gotta be a 3D thing, right? That's a 3D thing. This is Japan's future military right here.
Like, there was a truck just delivering packages, and this thing just drove by, and they're like...
That was a simulation.
No, I think that was real,
no
man.
No way.
It's gonna target these people. It's got a HUD, dude. See, Japan wants to, like, we built a car. Japan built a human holder.
Yeah.
Like, they have become the robot. Lohas Lancha. The Iron Crow. It's the Iron Crow. Carbon Shield. KH Gun. Pile of Bunker.
Like, how is it?
Wait, they're
happy
selling
music
these?
Going on right now?
Dude, they're selling these.
No, they are not.
Yeah, he just said it was for sale. You could. The people are customizing their own.
For what purpose?
Dude, you could drive around Tokyo in your mech.
Shockproof armor radio unit. What the hell is going on in Japan,
dude?
Dude,
some awesome stuff, dude.
The Age of Karatas.
Get it via webpage.
So this is WALL-E, the future of WALL-E, except everyone's in their own tank.
This is if WALL-E was an anime.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is, dude. That Japanese guy looked so hype getting in there, though.
Yes, he did. He was like, I'm ready to shoot some people.
Someone is going to buy this and put real guns on it, and they're going to go to a cat cafe, and they're going to threaten everybody.
Oh my, that didn't frighten me in any way at all.
I'm way less frightened by that than I am by the American one. I don't know why that, to me, I know a lot about Japan, and that's just Japan. They're just doing that stuff.
I think it was the happy music.
There's people just running around dressed up as cats. That guy just wants to dress up like a robot.
Robots.
It's just something that's happening.
Just strap a real rocket launcher on this thing and start killing everybody in sight. Like, are you kidding me?
How to ride Karatas.
Good day, everyone. You are looking at model number 001, developed by Seibu Shizuko. We are truly grateful for your.
You should mark
order.
It properly.
We are able to pilot and safely operate the vehicle of everyone's wildest dreams. We have prepared the following video presentation.
I think you're right. They're selling these.
They're selling these, dude. Why is there have to be a hot lady in fishnets?
To sell it to the crazy anime-loving nerds.
Dude, it's a robot. You don't need a hot lady to sell it. It's a robot.
Why not? It's an added benefit. Now you know no one's leaving this video without buying one.
Yeah, I am a Japanese billionaire, and does the lady come with the robot?
It does. It does.
Pressing the cockpit button.
Cabin.
Look at that, dude. It literally lit up and showed a HUD.
It's like, what does the HUD do?
It's a camera so you can see out of it.
Yeah, but then you got this big floating green thing that targets nothing.
But it looks awesome.
Oh, it looks so cool, minus the fact it doesn't do a damn thing.
Vicido, the next generation robot operating system.
Using Bushido's control system, you can...
All right, I'll admit, it's a cool, like, controller interface.
This looks way better than the American
one. Oh, 1,000%.
The American one just had, like,
that,
a Pontiac jammed onto a mech body.
Yeah, we're done. It's possible to control. Unless, you know, just American brute versus Japan's ingenuity.
Like, Japan's going to go out of, like, samurai, and we're going to Gatling gun them.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen.
Punch. Run you
I am more hyped to watch this robot fight now than I
am
was
too. This is what a robot fight should be.
This is a robot fight.
This
right
is a
here.
Gigantic robot battle, and that it lives up to the name.
Kuratas' top speed.
I want 200-foot robots. An hour. That's 1,000% a CG render.
That's not. That is
that
so
is
real.
Such a CG render.
Kuratas' top speed.
The lighting, the reflection, everything like that.
It looks
off.
Real to me, man.
Off.
Also, can
there'd
we talk?
There'd be a reflection in the window of the van.
Can we talk about
there's
how
no reflection?
The Burger King in Japan has a giant plastic Whopper outside of it.
Dude, I want that Whopper. Give me that crap. What else is there? Anything else?
I can try to find anything. I can't see anything I recognize.
All I see is ABC wall, maybe.
SoftBank. Yeah. You into SoftBank?
It's also just a very stock footage street on Japan.
Dude, this is real, man.
There's no reason why it would be on a tripod if it was actually there. Tripod, guess what's easier to mock into a
dude.
Shot? A tripod shot.
It's professional.
It's much easier to throw a... Okay. And that's still a tracked shot, though. It's so off. It's so off.
That looks real to me, man!
Dude, you are fake.
Here we explain the greatest feature.
Oh, here's the greatest feature. Hold on, chat. I gotta hide our face. Because you can't get the effect of this if we're in the way.
And runs on a diesel engine.
Where is the face one? There you go. Bam.
Here we explain.
Oh, I was
come on, I skipped too far back. Here we go.
This guy.
First, designed to be eco-friendly and safe.
Look at how serious he looks.
He is so serious.
I will kill you and everything you've ever thought of.
It's all just water bottle.
From time to time, it hits target.
From time to time.
From time to time?
Yeah.
It was an 80% success.
Not very accurate by any means, but from time to time.
Wait, what did that say? They had, like, actual stats there. What's that say?
An unruly 6,000 BB bullets a minute.
6,000 a minute? Dude, imagine if you had this when you were 17.
It would have been great.
Your friends would be dead.
Yeah, Matthew would be dead.
He would be a dead man.
His face would have holes in it, man.
With the alignment set properly, the system will fire BBs when the pilot smiles.
Okay, that's messed
what?
Up.
What?
It'll fire BBs
smile
when
shot.
The pilot...
What the hell is this?
Be careful not to cause a shooting spree by smiling too much.
Are these jokes and they're just like flying over our heads?
I mean, this might be... I would say this might whole thing might be a joke if it wasn't battling on Twitch on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, and make sure you don't smile when leaving or you can shoot your own self in the butt.
Please use your feet and hands while climbing.
Please use your feet and hands while climbing off as opposed to your tentacles.
At your discretion.
It said don't jump off of it, man. Which is so dumb.
Precautions. All right, here's
I'll
how we
jump
stay
off
safe.
Of whatever I want.
No smoking!
You will be able to make phone calls connecting through the cockpit's phone connection.
This is so half-assed! It's like, here's a war machine
that
you can make a phone call in.
Protect yourself from injury.
Also, no smoking.
If you see smoke,
because you care about that when you're in wartime.
Something strange. Please exit the vehicle as soon as possible.
You know, shit.
The risk of
it just exploded.
Does exist, so please wear your head protector
okay.
and convoy guard before.
I'm done.
All right.
No,
well,
if you guys are actually selling that in real life, you have some problems.
I'm excited to see it, though.
Yeah, like a good, like, contained area fight with that. Sure, down, very down. Random people on the street just driving these to work.
Yeah, that's probably not okay with that.
No, don't want that.
Of course, no one's gonna smile on their way to work, so there's not a bloodbath.
Hey, you never know, man. They can get a funny meme on their phone and be like, "Aha!"
No,
and then shoot the entire people around.
Please
them.
Do not text and drive your Caracas.
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to text and drive.
Caracas.
Don't, what's it called? Tsubashi?
Carato or some
dude.
Crap, man.
Caracas. I'm gonna call it the Caracas.
Caracas.
All right, dude. Let's move on to the main event.
Main event. The Star Wars trailer came out. So off key.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So Ryan Johnson tweeted, "I am legitimately torn as we should watch this trailer before The Last Jedi comes out. If you want to come in clean, absolutely avoid it, but it's good." He tweeted that before the trailer aired. Does that make you like the trailer more, knowing that it could contain spoilery bits?
Well, I've already watched all the fan theory on everybody that has a YouTube channel.
Okay,
that
share
makes,
only
makes
Porg
things.
Related news.
Porg related news. He is another animal that only communicates via screaming.
Okay.
So it's another Chewbacca.
Do you know where he came from? He's indigenous to Luke's island retreat. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
That's, you reading spoilers, man?
That's just a fact. It's like in the extended
You
universe.
Reading spoilers?
I didn't know that was a spoiler.
It's a spoiler!
Can I read Porg-related
extended
spoilers?
The universe ain't no existing anymore.
No, it doesn't
they
now.
They blew it up.
It's Porg has been selling as merchandise for months, dude. There's information about Porg out there. Okay?
So dumb. You'll sell as many toys as you will if you just wait till the movie comes out.
No, because they could get up on their Porg hype right now. Because, see, now people are seeing Porg, and they're like, I'm going to buy Porg right now.
It's like a bad product. It's like you promise, like, I don't know, crap that won't live up to the crap you want it to be, you know?
Let's just look at Jiffy real quick.
You know?
Let's check out all the Porg GIFs.
Like, people have already made, like, 3D models of it.
You see this one right here?
Oh, God.
Like, see, this GIF right here, this is Porg. This is Porg right here.
Yeah, this one that's loading.
This one is Porg. I am Porg. Sure, let's authorize it to tweet from our account, shall we?
Sure, tweet. Man.
Tweet it! That is a very fancy animation. All right, let's make sure that actually sent. It's refreshed. One new tweet. It's not there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, good, it's there.
There it is.
Porg, man. There.
Dude, why is that Porg? Just because he's in the middle of everything else Disney?
I guess. Or he's in toys or something. I don't know. It's just
yeah,
Porg, dude. Don't
right.
you like Porg?
Straight toy, man. That's 'Kay. All it is.
I mean, back to the topic at hand. More excited or less excited that he tweeted
okay, well,
that there's some spoilers?
Here, that's the bad thing is then if he is torn about it possibly revealing details as to what happens in the film, that's not good. Because a lot, it revealed a lot.
Do you
if
think,
you have any
you
intuitive mind.
Do you think that
mind.
It's hype that he's saying that?
It could be.
Because people want to know what's going to happen
all
so
the
bad.
Mystery box.
It's all just a mind
it's all
game.
JJ's mind fuckery. He's just going at people.
I mean, he is
like,
the master of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, I mean, the theories are, obviously, see the trailer if
uh-huh.
you haven't seen it.
Well, we're going to watch it, I figured.
Oh,
right.
Okay, let's watch it.
Okay.
I will explain while watching it.
Here we go.
We're going to get copywritten. Script.
Who cares? Oh, no. Our 11 YouTube subscribers.
Yeah, oh, no.
When I found you.
Should we do like a frame by frame?
No.
Look at this.
Well, we can pause when we pause. But
look at this right here.
Yeah, it looks awesome, man.
That is a sweet shot right there.
Yes, it is.
Is this in 4K?
Nope.
It should be.
Okay, so this Snoke business talking right now.
Snoke. Yeah.
Snopes.
Snopes is the website we talked about last week.
Snopes talking right now.
Yep.
This could either be referring to Kylo or Rey.
What's he saying?
When I found you.
That's Kylo right
I
there, right?
Immense power.
Like, isn't that Kylo?
Yes.
That's clearly Kylo, because
yes,
look at his beautiful feminine
Kylo,
hair.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's in the Snoke ship, probably,
you,
would be my guess.
I saw raw.
Now, why do the walkers have different feet?
To prevent the ropes wrapping around their feet. They could cut it.
And the legs are the same. Oh, is that it? They cut
mm-hmm.
it?
Oh, that's what I heard. It's oh, that. This right here could be a
he's picking
flashback
up his lightsaber. Okay.
To when he got his lightsaber from Snoke.
Okay.
That's what I've heard as well.
Something truly special.
Can we talk about how great Andy Serkis is?
He's fantastic.
That's obviously the beginning of the movie, when she's like turning it on for the first time and going to training, right?
Yeah.
There's the Isle of Porgs.
Something.
It's also the very beginning.
He's always been there. But now he's awake.
It's very Empire-y.
And I need help.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Minus the whole Kylo and her relationship that's about to come up. It's very Empire.
I've lost strength only once before.
It didn't scare me nothing. It does now.
It does now.
Okay, so why is Mark Hamill, one, talking in his Joker voice, and two...
Dude, he's old Luke.
Why is he pussing out?
Because that's what they wanted. I've heard that they're trying to make him a dark Jedi or something like that.
But a dark Jedi would encourage it not be scared.
I mean, you would think, but
right?
I don't know, man. Could be just they. This is my what Mark Hamill was saying as to why he doesn't like the direction that they took Luke's character in.
Listen, we want you to talk like the Joker the whole time, Mark. Why?
Ooh, because the Jedi.
Yeah.
Must end.
Batman. Why so serious?
Let the past die. Kill it.
Yeah, our chat asks a question. Doesn't Luke see the future?
When was that a thing?
Because he's a Jedi. I would assume that, right?
Well, I mean, visions are definitely a thing in this universe now, so yeah, maybe. Why wouldn't he? Well, what if he does, and then he's like scared because Rey's about to go all evil and shit.
Chat just blew up Star Wars: The Last Jedi. It's dead.
Yeah. Why?
Cause
why?
Because Luke should have seen this coming. He should have known that Kylo Ren was going to be bad.
They can all see the future, but it's clouded in the dark side.
You can't see it and also not see it at the same time.
Yeah, Yoda saw it and did not see it the entire time in the prequels.
Let's clear this up, chat. All right, let's clear this up real quick.
Or
all right.
Clear.
I didn't wear glasses on my face for like 22 years of my life.
Right.
Okay, I drove a good 10 years.
You said things were very blurry. And
8 years.
You
couldn't
see rocks on the ground now.
Couldn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If I took my glasses off, would you get in the car with me?
No, probably not.
Why not?
Because
I can't see?
Yeah.
So the road is cloudy, but I can't see. That's what you're saying, right?
So he can get hints of the future. That's more than we get, man.
So, like, what you're saying is I will know there's a car about to crash into me and kill me when I see it approach my face directly because it'll be close enough for me to see it. And then I'll know the future. I'm about to die.
You'll see within, like, 10 minutes down the road of you driving.
10 minutes?
That a car will hit you, but you don't know what color it is or...
Then what is the point?
Or what make...
Okay, well, still, stop driving, right?
Stop trying to look into the future?
Stop driving. Just pull over. If you're going to get hit by a car in 10 minutes, it doesn't matter if it's an orange car or a blue car.
The relation here was you can't see when driving. Luke can't see into the future, so you're saying stop driving. That's saying to stop looking into the future.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you misheard driving as future.
No, you thought I was lost. I'm right there.
Now I'm lost, but I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back. We're the same place.
I would rather see glimpses than nothing at all.
Well, I'm not saying stop seeing the future, because
what you just said!
Okay, my metaphors might be a little mixed.
Yeah!
Because in my metaphor, driving is seeing the future, but it's also driving. So what I'm saying is if I see the future and I'm driving, okay?
Okay,
and I see a car, but I know I'm going to hit by a car, I don't know what color it is, I'm going to pull off the road.
Right.
So I don't get hit by a car.
But this is all a metaphor. For Luke's ability to see it.
No.
I'm not even talking. If you can't see when you're driving, don't fucking drive. This is not the discussion. It was a metaphor to his ability to see the future.
But he
can't. You're just bringing up the fact like, oh man, if I took off my glasses, I would hit a car and die. Isn't that a great fact?
I would, though.
Oh, you bitch.
Can't argue with it.
You bitch.
Okay, so let's move past the metaphor.
Derail the fucking everything.
Why can't he know Kylo's going to betray him?
Because the shit is cloudy. He doesn't have glasses. God.
So what does he see? His meal tomorrow? Oh, Peking duck's probably not going to be good. It's going to give me diarrhea.
I don't know. I've never seen the fucking future or hints of it. But Yoda said he saw it in the prequels and crap, and so, but the future, clouded is he, or whatever he says, you know.
The future, clouded is he.
Is it?
If you have to.
Is Kylo gonna kill Leia in this, man?
You're going to become what you were meant to be.
Why are they mad-dogging each other?
Because he's about to blow her ass up.
What's on his face?
It's a space band-aid.
Is that what that is?
That's what I've heard, man.
I mean, it looks like someone flattened out a Nike shoestring and
put
it on his face.
Okay, here's nerdy me talking. Okay. I would assume it's little tiny robots that are pulling his skin back into place to where it's not as big of a scar. Because later on, it's gone. And obviously, people think this is at the beginning of the film.
Well, if his scar's gone later, this would have to be before that.
Oh, yeah, I think. Bam! More driving through tight-ass canyons followed by TIE fighters. Shut up.
Oh, hold on. Let's rewind it.
You disgusting ass creature.
Let's rewind it here.
Hate it.
Nope. New hotness. Right there. There's Porg, man.
It was a penguin.
He's like a penguin owl. That's what he is. Look at him. He's gorgeous.
I hate it, but I'll try not to hate it, but I hate it.
Light the fire.
Why is Poe Dameron even in the movie still?
Dude, because Oscar Isaac is a star now.
This is not going to go.
By the way, people are saying that Poe's getting, Porg's getting too much attention, and this good boy right here is not.
I agree. That animal looks majestic, and
yeah,
I would
majestic.
Love to have one.
This is obviously where the walkers are, by the way.
It looks a little spiky.
Yeah, I wouldn't pet it.
But
probably slice up your hand real bad.
Yeah, that would kind of affect its cuteness.
Porg's a new Jar Jar. Do you agree?
I agree so much. So much. The rage for that little motherfucker is so real. I'm trying not to hate it, because I haven't seen it. But the rage is real.
He ain't gonna... Okay. Leia is in a massive ship.
Yeah, it's called the cockpit.
They have shields, dude!
The shields are down, man!
Then there's some Matthew on the Empire's
they
team...
They shot the shields!
...that accidentally is going to shoot the ship.
That's Kylo's job.
I said some Matthew. Did you think he cares?
Of the Empire?
Yes, they have Matthews. Matthew was in our United States military.
So wait, you're saying that Kylo's going
to shoot
it?
He's
going to
be staring it down, and then some dude's going to go... Oh, you had to kill her! And she's just gonna
kill.
Blow up.
Okay.
And Kylo's just gonna be staring at it the entire time, being like, God.
That would be a good twist.
God, Jerry, why did you blow up my mom?
I'll admit that. That's a good twist. That might bring him back to the light side a little bit.
Yeah, Jerry killed my mom.
Aw, Jerry.
Yeah.
Fucking Jerry.
Can see that happening, man. Todd, you wouldn't expect it, would you?
What is this Phasma crap with the stick? She's got a chrome stick, man.
Here?
Yeah.
Right here?
Look at me with my spear in the age of technology. I'm going back to prehistoric times. I got a fucking
what's
spear.
That? He's got like a killer baton.
Well, that's the thing from the first one.
The Hydra banner thing, right?
Yeah. Deflect a lightsaber.
Yeah, she's got like a pole.
Dude, she's got a pole. Look at me do a little dance with my pole. I'm a baton twirler.
Why does anyone care about Phasma?
No one cares. They should have made her a bigger deal in the first one. But I don't know if they were trying to go for that, like, Boba Fett thing.
Why is Finn captured?
He's not. I heard that him and the new Asian lady are trying to infiltrate the new base. And so they go undercover or something like that.
Show me my place in all this.
There, it's Scar's gone. Or at least smaller.
Bum, 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 bum.
I'll admit, that score right there, I
mean,
like,
that's good,
goosebumps.
Yeah, but, I mean...
Goosebumps, man.
Dude, I don't know.
Goose, what do they call them?
Goosebumps, you got it.
There's another word for it.
You got it, man.
Goose poop?
It's not a word. I mean, that's a thing, but that's not what you call it when it's on your arm, so...
I'm gonna call it that.
I don't know, man. I want so hard...
Okay, go.
...to be hyped, dude.
Yeah.
Why, you don't believe me?
No. You hate it.
I don't
You're
hate
a
it.
Hater.
I'm not a hater.
You're a hater.
I'm not a hater.
You're
I'm
a
really
hater.
Not. I just... It doesn't grip me. It looks like a standard action movie.
I know, right?
It doesn't look special in any way. It just looks like
the special thing about it is that there are lightsabers involved, man.
Barely.
Lightsabers.
You do realize that if they join forces, there won't be any lightsaber battles.
Unless they battle Luke and Snoke.
That won't happen. Dude, if they need to wear Andy Serkis. I'd be in if Andy Serkis was doing something.
Hey, he's in it, man.
Like,
did you miss the whole Snoke bit?
I honestly am, like, trying to not be a hypocrite, I swear. Because, like, I'm excited about Thor. I'm excited about Thor, okay?
Yeah.
But here's the difference between, like, a Thor movie and all the Marvel movies.
What
and this
is the difference?
They're all different characters. I don't care enough. Like, it's like if they only made Avengers movies.
Right.
Like...
But each... No.
That's what it's like to me.
They're
it's
all
like,
Avenger
okay,
movies.
Okay, like
fans.
Like here's the thing. All right, here's Iron Man, here's Captain America, here's the bad guy. Here's Thanos, here's Black Widow. Like it'd be like that, but they're only in the Avengers movies. You never have an Iron Man movie. You just right? have this. Like, the Avengers movies are cool
okay.
because everything that happens outside of the Avengers movies builds to the Avengers movie.
Uh-huh.
And they want me to feel the scope of, oh my god, every 2 years. I can't feel like it's a big deal when I don't...
It's definitely not as big of a deal as it used to be. Like, when the prequels came back, that was, like, the biggest deal in the world.
Well, I honestly think part of it is that they blew it. Like, The Force Awakens was a big deal because it was coming back and it was all new and it was setting it up and then it wasn't anything really that special.
It was an action.
And so it can only compound off the hype of that one because I don't really care that Luke's coming back. I know that Leia dies because she died in real life. Like, I know that's going to happen.
That kind of
Han's
really did a little
already
bit
dead.
Her fault.
Like, Luke can't carry it, especially if he's just being a grumpy old man the entire movie.
And then everybody's new. Besides that.
Right.
So,
like, I like Finn, but that's because I like John Boyega.
Right.
I like Poe, but that's because I like the guy who plays Poe. What's his name?
Oscar Isaac.
Oscar Isaac.
Oscar Mendizek.
I don't care at all about Chewbacca. I don't care at all about Rey. I don't care at all about Kylo Ren. I don't care at all about Luke. I care a lot about Snoke, but just because he's Andy Serkis. Like,
man.
I think that's the problem is I care more about who's in it than I do about what they're doing.
How'd you feel about the prequels, man?
They're bad, too.
Well, minus your foresight now, but...
Prequels are hard, because I was really into Star Wars when I was 14.
Yeah, that's
12.
A good point. Yeah, they're not very adult-y.
I mean, I was 12 when
it's
I
like,
went and saw the midnight release
the
of Phantom
good,
Menace. Yeah.
Child movie, Star Wars,
right,
there's
I was,
some action.
I was 12, 14, and
much.
16 when those came out.
Yeah. I don't care. I want lightsaber battle. I'm in. Forever. You got me. You got my ticket price right there. Lightsaber
I just
battle.
Don't understand the lightsaber battle thing, man. So I don't care about that either. I'm more into the vehicles. Like
I
would be way more into seeing epic space fights and those new walkers than I am into lightsabers.
It makes no sense to me now that I would know. I know that like they can't actually fly like that in space.
Why not?
Because it's a vacuum and there's no like currents to
you
fly.
You know
through.
You can't actually make a laser sword either.
You can! People have done it!
They have not.
It's very tiny, but it's a plasma sword, bitch.
They haven't been able
Doesn't
to
cut through anything yet, but we're getting there.
You know you also can't breathe on planets with no atmospheres.
They have atmospheres.
You know that you also can't build giant walkers.
They're building giant robots!
That's... You smile
Future,
and it shoots.
Man.
You smile and it shoots. You're going to compare that to this?
Hey, not the Japanese one. They knock
the
over.
The American one? Okay,
knock
well,
over
man, those
barrels,
walkers
man.
Can certainly crush them barrels.
Yep.
Oh, Leia, curse you. Why did you build the Rebel base out of oil barrels?
Both of our points are moot because it's a goddamn fantasy movie.
That's
but,
my point, yes. Why do you care about the ships?
I don't know, man.
It looks beautiful. I'll tell you that. It looks like that. This poster right here, that is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's one of the prettiest posters I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's very well done. It's a perfect marriage of Star Wars and the simplistic modern look that movies are having their heyday
right.
in right now with really simplistic shapes and colors.
Yeah.
It's the perfect one of that. In fact, Rey's lightsaber kind of ruins it a little bit.
Yeah, that blue, get that blue out of here.
Get that out of here. Get that trash out of here. Are you at all worried that they're not going to answer any of the questions from the first movie?
Oh, yeah. It's J.J. Abrams.
Do you hear beeping?
Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. A bomb! We're going to die! No, I don't. Now, dead air. Dead
I
air.
God, I heard beeping.
Oh, God. Anyways, no, I don't care.
A serious like moment where
I want them
out.
To answer questions, but then again, I don't because then once they answer questions, there's no more questions.
Well, aren't they gonna? Though, shouldn't they close it up? Isn't it a trilogy?
Nah,
they have to answer some questions in this
we'll
movie so we
Star
get some
Wars
resolution in the next one.
Forever, man.
Yes,
just
but not
keep it
this
going.
Thing.
It's episodes of a TV series, a very long.
Haven't they
TV
said
series.
This is gonna wrap? What's gonna happen to these characters after it wraps?
They all live happily ever after, man.
But in your imagination, like Harry Potter, or are they actually going to make a Finn movie?
Probably that one.
Right. So, yeah, I just don't care.
That, yeah.
I'll wait till then, and then I'll probably care more.
The care has definitely gone down because they're promising and they're calling the shots ahead of time. Like, if we didn't know that there was another Star Wars coming out, yeah, I'd be more intrigued to see this one, and it better be good.
How does R2-D2 and C-3PO still make the poster? Do people care enough about them still that they're poster-worthy?
It's just nostalgia. They get that gets the older people in, probably. Would be my only guess.
I mean, they are in the same level as Phasma.
Yeah.
And that's really insulting to C-3PO. And
R2-D2. Then the brand new fucking evil droid is on there, too.
He's bigger than all the other droids. Yeah. The evil BB-8.
Also, why is Poe on the bad side?
Great question.
Who is that guy? Is that the
Oh, I'm sure this is a huge image.
Is that the one dude? Is that the commander? The Nazi guy? I think that's the Nazi guy.
Yeah, right? This guy right here. Yeah, this guy.
Whatever his name is. Mr. Yeah. Nazi.
The guy who's also an ex machina?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Who's this?
That's the new Asian lady.
What's she do?
She and Poe infiltrate the First Order again to try and do something. Who knows? Destroy their next big laser weapon.
So the way this movie's gonna go is the first 20 minutes are gonna be Rey and Luke. Alright. And then montaged with Poe and Finn meeting the new Asian lady and formulating a plan with Leia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then 20 minutes in, the First Order is going to figure out where they are. All right. And they're going to start heading towards them. And then it turns, for the Rebels, it turns into a road movie. Okay. Because they got to pack up and leave, put everything into plan before, you know, fashion they wanted to, before the Empire gets there to crush them.
But then the Empire does get there.
No.
Yeah.
Leia stays behind. Okay. Oh. Because you saw her staring out into the abyss when the walkers are coming. You saw that happening.
Oh, yeah, she is there.
Yeah, she's there just staring at. She waits behind to accept her death. Okay. And then there's the massive space battles happening, okay, while they're all escaping and all of that, and all that's going down. Mm-hmm. And then Poe and the Asian lady, apparently, because you say so, are they're sabotaging the Empire, and they do it right at the right time.
Finn and the Asian lady,
whatever,
yes.
To save, Poe's probably there, to save the things from happening that are going to kill all the good people. And while that's happening, Snoke is finally talking to Rey, who has decided to go and meet Kylo so she can convince Luke of something. I'll leave that up in the air. Something that he's good or that he's evil, to prove Luke wrong, to prove Luke right. It's going to be something like that, and that's why she goes and she shows up, and that's what's going to end how it's going to end.
Yeah.
I'm calling it right now. We're going to play this episode right after we watch the movie, and we're going to see how right I was. It's very vague. Yeah. I get that, but that's the general plot. That's how it's going to happen.
People think that Luke's going to turn Rey away from training her because he's a pussy and scared.
Who cares? She obviously knows how to use the Force anyway.
Yeah.
But it's monkey see, monkey do. Don't they have YouTube on Star Wars?
She wants
how to use the Force.
A porpoise, kind of.
A porpoise?
A porpoise.
What would she have to do with an ocean fish?
She wants a random earth animal, yes. She wants a purpose in life. So she goes and like, Luke won't give it to me that I should go ask the dude who tried to kill me last episode.
So she wants a purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
But 30 minutes ago in The Force Awakens, she didn't even want to leave her place because her parents might come back.
Yep.
But now she's all about a purpose in life.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Makes sense.
A lot of things have happened, man.
No, they haven't.
They haven't.
Because you saw her end up on that island at the end of The Force
Barely
Awakens.
Barely anything happened in The Force Awakens. Like, really. Like, it
no,
moved
nothing happened.
Quick, but
no, they killed off Han,
really
so they
happened.
Wouldn't have to pay him anymore.
Yep.
They introduced Phasma in the First Order.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Done.
Yeah.
They blew up a base that was probably unnecessarily.
They just have to blow up a base in every one.
Yeah,
there has to be something that blows up.
Big old explosion of some sort.
Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be another explosion?
Oh, definitely.
Probably not this one. Next one, though.
If they have a new Starkiller base that they're in the process of building at the end of this movie.
Oh, God, I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
But you'll be back in for the next one because there's lightsaber battles.
Nope.
You will be.
If you bring back the Starkiller base like the second Death Star, I'm gonna shit on your face.
They find half a planet?
Yeah.
Get destroyed.
You're just eaten.
This one is more efficient. You can use the stun 3 times.
Oh!
I know what that beeping was. That was my sleeping pill alarm. I'm gonna go take those. You fill the time.
Are you shitting me?
Fill time, man. You're not
filling time when the main title of the damn... Where is it? Right here. Just abandons me on the show. Abandons me on the show. I'm changing it. I don't want to do the Colby show. That's stupid. I'm just talking to myself. Who likes that? Hurry the shit up, you bitch.
They're right out on the table. I was just out there seeing what
God,
you do.
God, you mother trash crap bag.
I probably literally could have left in a sentence that you were saying and been back in time. And no one would have even known.
Thanks, man. You're cool. Gotta take them pills, you pill popper.
Or I won't sleep, man. I gotta sleep.
Popping them pills.
Gotta sleep, dude.
You don't need to sleep.
People usually sleep.
You don't need to.
I'm gonna call you every 30 minutes tonight, then.
Nope.
Wake you up.
It's called turning my phone
I'm gonna
off.
Go to your house and bang on your door.
That's called the cops.
Hey, well, you won't call them. You got paraphernalia.
I do not.
I don't know what that is, but I bet you have it.
I have so much of it.
I know you do.
You got me.
I know.
I'm calling the cops on you.
Do it.
Right now.
Do it. I got nudes of you that I'll leak to the press.
You don't.
I'll leak them to the press.
You don't, and it
Fame
won't
Colby, nude photo, National Enquirer homepage.
And then no one else picks it up, because they're like, who the fuck's that?
He has an I Love Donald Trump tattoo on his dong. I'm going to Photoshop it on there.
Perfect.
That'll get picked
Thanks,
up.
Thanks, man.
That'll get picked up. Don't,
You're such a good friend.
Don't mess with me, man.
Don't mess with me, man.
Okay, what about this poster that they're handing out for the IMAX? What do you think of it? Hola, or is that Hala? Which one?
That would be Hola.
What do you think of his name? It's not very nice.
Yeah, it's very offensive.
It's very aggressive.
Yeah,
in
very
your face.
Aggressive.
What do you think of this poster, man?
It's great artwork.
Okay.
Why, though?
What's this right here?
It's the rock that she almost kills, man.
Is that what this is?
Have you watched the trailer?
What if you look at this part?
It's very phallic.
I can't unsee that.
Somebody
that.
Was like, I'm going to hide a penis.
I was here before.
Star Wars
hey, man.
Poster.
Welcome back, then. How you doing?
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back. Yeah. All right, well, I expected more of a response. I mean, you
like
are.
Like what?
Oh, no, this is your
colors.
Movie. You are a graphic artist. I expected
some
type of it.
The
insight.
Linear work. The purple and blue.
Did you ever watch Hey Arnold?
Yes.
Hey Arnold, live panel discussion at New York Comic Con. We could stop right there. I know that was a thing that existed, because why would it? All right. Today's series creator Craig Bartlett announced that the film would be released on November 24th, 2017, the day after Thanksgiving. It's called Hey Arnold, the Jungle Movie.
Wow. Why? Has it been on TV? For the kids that are actually going to see this?
It's so old. Oh, you changed your username. Sorry. ADD.
No, you're good.
Yeah, you're good.
Hello, username that we've never seen.
The reason
on
I asked you
yes.
if you had known what it is uh-huh. because I thought it may be older than you.
No. No, yeah, I watched that.
Okay. Why are they making a two-part movie about it?
Two-part?
It's a two-part TV movie. Yeah, why?
What?
Yeah.
TV movie? Wait, yeah. It's going to be on TV? It's not going to be in theaters?
Well, you don't think it's going to be on theaters, do you?
No way. I was going to say, if it's in theaters...
The movie is set
that's the
to Arnold's
ever.
Class... Oh, I can't read. The movie is set to Arnold's class trip... Okay, the reason I can't read that is because that sentence doesn't make sense, right? The movie is set to Arnold's class on a trip to the jungles of Central America. Fans may recall that Arnold often dreamed of a jungle located in the fictional San Lorenzo, and at the end of the series, Arnold found a journal from his father that contained a jungle map. This map will loom large for Arnold as his friends, and his friends, I'm sure is what that's supposed to say, as they find themselves on an epic adventure. It's been over 15 years since the original show aired, and it's been much shorter length of time for the students with Arnold and the gang to enter middle school. You want to watch the trailer?
Dude. I didn't even like
Mom?
Hey Arnold.
Oh, it was
Dad?
Arnold.
Where are you?
I don't even remember his parents.
Class, we've been selected.
I barely remember
I'm the
show.
I'm the target audience. Because I was the one who watched this crap.
Okay. Let's try this, dude. What's this guy's name right here? That's his best friend. What's this guy's name? I want to say it's...
Pookie.
I want to say it's,
I have no idea.
I want to say it's Jared. Is it Jared?
Gerald.
Gerald. It might be Gerald. Is it Gerald?
I have no idea.
What's the girl's name?
Angelica.
Helga, right?
Is it?
I think it's Helga.
Angelica, that's Rugrats.
Angelica is Rugrats. Jeff. Says our chat says Jeff. I don't think it's Jeff. No, I think it's. Fail. I think you're right. I think it's Gerald.
Isn't it the same?
I just remember the canhead guy. Hair looks like an open can.
This is just a school trip.
Oh, I remember the grandpa. Now that I see him.
How can you not try to find your lost parents? Especially since you've got your best friend to help. Oh, Arnold! That mean hair boy! Oh, Arnold!
God, this... Oh, I don't like it. I don't like remembering this crap. having to watch TV. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That was awful.
Like one episode a day?
Oh, God, it was terrible. Or reruns just over and over again.
We've only watched 50 seconds of this.
I haven't seen my parents since I was a baby.
I don't remember Arnold sounding like that either.
I want to rip off my eyes. Same here. This is just like, can we suck any more money out of this childhood thing?
That's what they're doing, isn't it? Yeah.
It's just like, will this
Helga,
make any
said,
money?
Helga, I got
you
it.
Got it, man.
I'm so sorry.
How is this a thing?
I don't know.
I didn't want to hurt.
Is this Disney or Nickelodeon?
This is Nickelodeon.
Oh,
please,
God.
Do you know where they are?
Arnold! Arnold!
Yeah, yeah, Arnold. We get it!
Dude, I just...
Awful. Why? Why?
I mean, we usually do a better job of describing the videos, but I was literally at a loss for words.
I was too. It's like I'm rewatching this movie that was supposed to come out back in 2003.
I want to rip off my eyes. Yeah. The script should get burned.
Oh, God, that's just awful. Like, it's still on.
No,
you think?
It ended in 2004. IMDb has this listed as 1994. When I was 7 years old, to 2004.
I was one. Why? Nickelodeon, what the hell are you doing? You got no more original ideas?
Helga,
I'm pretty sure the robot.
Helga Pataki, Gerald. Gerald Jones.
Hey, Gerald, man.
The guy who does the voice of Arnold's
grandpa.
That was
a straight guess.
Dude, the guy who does the voice of Arnold's grandpa is the guy who does the voice of Homer Simpson. God, Nightbot is so aggressive.
He really is.
I'm 14, and I think I saw it like 3 times. I'm surprised. Yeah. But honestly, it ran until 2004, so I mean,
it might still be doing reruns.
It might be. I mean, honestly, I haven't watched Nickelodeon in 10 years at least, so.
Yeah, no.
How would we know?
Does Aaron watch anything?
No, he watches Netflix.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Replace Destiny.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
TV, pfft.
Stinky Peterson, Sid, Phoebe, Brainy. Well, in Quebec, it isn't popular. Is it popular here? That's what's mind-blowing. Yeah. I didn't know it was popular anywhere.
I didn't think it was still on TV.
Is Nickelodeon popular in Quebec? Maybe that's the question.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, is Nicktoons a thing outside of the United States where we're all brain dead or Trump is the president?
Probably not. Yeah, that's
I'm happy he's from
terrible.
Quebec because then he can, without guilt, sympathize with Americans. Oh, God. I don't know, dude. Johnny Test, 24/7. Do you know what Johnny Test is, dude?
Yeah.
I don't know Johnny Test. What's that?
No.
Never seen this in my life.
No. That's brand new.
Here there's Teletoon. You had it in the UK. All right. I don't know what this is. Never seen this. It looks like a lot of Cartoon Network shows here in America.
I thought you said Johnny Quest.
That's an old show.
That's an old one.
Yeah. Johnny Quest is like, it's like the 50s.
No, that's Scooby-Doo kind of crap, man. Oh, man. What? What? Old Johnny Quest? Is that what you're laughing at?
Yeah, just that face. Like, that's a cartoon man back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have gone from this face, all right, to this in 40 years.
That's not much better.
This is better, though. That actually looks entertaining, at least. I don't want some perfectly modeled father figure preaching to me on television. At least this man's high-fiving his dog, which is a dream we all have. Yeah. Not our fathers to be like, that is why you don't drink alcohol.
Like
now, tell
Wolfie.
Your mother to make me 14 Tom Collins while I fantasize about my secretary in my study. Which is, I imagine, how all this is. And this dude's just high-fiving dogs, because that's what I want.
Yep.
Here, the kids' channel is called Teletoon. Yeah, no idea.
Huh.
Never heard of it.
Probably owned by the same people. Monopolies.
You think it's a giant monopoly?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that logo, dude. That is something.
It's better than Nickelodeon's crap.
Is it?
Yes.
I feel like they're literally the same.
Pretty close.
See, this is the Nickelodeon logo I grew up on right here.
Yeah.
You know, and this one, like with the slime, dude.
Yeah, the slime, man. People this get is, slime.
This is it now. This is what it looks like now.
Oh, yeah, the like simplistic.
This is big N.
Yeah.
Like, that is an upside down U, and anyone who tells me otherwise.
Army of Nickelodeon logos right there, man. Far right.
This one?
Far right.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember most of these.
All of those, man.
This one I don't remember. This one I remember. This one, the foot. Don't really know what this one is. I definitely remember the Nickelodeon movies. Harriet the Spy. I had a huge crush on the girl in Harriet the Spy. Did you ever watch Harriet the Spy?
No.
All right, this is borderline pedophilia. I got to be careful here. Harriet the Spy. Before anyone comments in chat, I'm going to look her up in real life. I just want to know her. Oh, it's Michelle Trachtenberg. All right, totally justified. Totally justified.
Chicken Euro trip?
Yeah.
What?
I had great taste growing up, dude. I was a perv that young.
Yeah, you knew where it was going.
Yeah, I did. I did indeed. Okay, I'm quickly scanning images for nudity before I throw this up on stream. I think this is all stream safe, right? I don't see no nips.
It's called safe search.
Yeah, then I have to turn it off and turn it on when I want it private.
Right there.
Don't
it's
turn
not
it.
Even. Yes, yeah, I'm turning it on.
No, now what? It's literally
it's
the same.
The same thing.
So what now? All right. That's Harriet the Spy. I had good taste back then. All right. Just saying.
Good taste, huh?
Good taste, man. All right, so that's our discussion on Star Wars. We technically changed subjects.
A little bit.
We technically changed.
Yeah, hey Arnold, man.
Dude, why is
for
that a
some
thing, man?
Stupid ass reason.
I just don't know why that's a thing.
I hate it. That brought me back to when I was
Hey Arnold was like
childhood.
Hey Arnold was like my little sister's Doug.
Yeah.
And Doug got rebooted. Yeah. And Doug got rebooted on ABC. So, like, I bet you know Doug from ABC and not Nickelodeon.
I mean, I remember it rerunning on Nickelodeon all the time.
Okay. It might be someone maybe a little younger than you that even. Maybe someone in, like, their upper teens, lower 20s right now. But, like, Doug used to be it, and then Doug went off the air. And, like, the new episode stopped. And then Hey Arnold was supposed to, like, take its place, I feel like. Because it was kind of the same thing, like this out of fish, out of water high school kid, you know, trying to cope with life.
Elementary school kid.
Right, exactly. Whatever it was. How come they couldn't make a Hey Arnold movie today where he's like, has to adult? And he's like...
Remember when they did that with like the Rograts or something like
that?
They made like a Rograts all grown up movie or some crap.
We are so much different from you guys, like food and stuff. Yeah, I would agree. You have good whiskey.
You don't have poisoned food and stuff, you know, with
or Trump
or that. Be glad of that. That's the best
poisoned food. Do we have poisoned food?
Yeah, man. Chemicals and MDA.
He's just saying things.
Antibiotics. There's, you know what I'm talking about.
I have
GMOs
no
and crap.
Whiskey costs like $40 for 1 liter. Well, I mean, you can get that stuff here too. It just depends on the quality of the whiskey. Depends on the quality of the whiskey.
All's are just terrible.
I mean, I know this because I'm a struggling content creator. All right, you can get a liter of whiskey here for $12 if you will drink anything.
It's called pool water.
I think it's pure gasoline.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest with you, Charlie. This tastes
ethanol,
like pure gasoline.
Straight.
It wasn't great, but you know what? Desperate times. Beggars can't be choosers.
Yep.
You know, it'll get you by.
Yeah, it'll get you going.
I drank that. Didn't I give you a drink?
Get
I think it was called
going.
Scoresby or something like that.
No.
I think it was called Scoresby. Yeah. It was not good.
Don't,
it was very
don't
bad.
Don't call that, man.
But it was like, I got a huge, like, liter and a half for, like, $12. It had a handle and everything.
Why not, man?
Alcohol costs more there. Vodka is expensive.
Huh.
Really?
Not in Russia.
Well, in America, you can get...
over there.
It depends on what you get. Like, there's literally... bottles, there's like three sizes of bottles. There's like the mini bottles, all right? And then there's the regular size bottles, which I call 175s, or 175 milliliters, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're they're 750s. 750 milliliters, that's the bottle, which is what I think my Fireball is, which I'm drinking tonight. And then there's 1.75s, which is 1.75 liters.
Yeah.
So like, for example...
Handles, man.
This guy handles, yeah.
Yeah.
And for example, you can get... any type of liquor in a 750 storm normal size for $15. Any type. You can also get any type of liquor in that size of bottle for $400, depending on what you want.
Yeah.
It's all across the board.
It's just brand names.
If America got something right, it's our liquor, man.
Yeah, we know how to drink.
We know how to drink because our sorrows are immense because of Trump.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I was drinking before Trump.
American reality television of the presidential office. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. What else can we talk about, man? We already talked about the robots. There's a mysterious sound in Cuba that made a bunch of people throw up, and we could listen to it here.
Oh.
We can make our throw up, our listeners throw up. Here our shop if you want to see it. Super C. I definitely do. It's a Quebec discount supermarket chain with more than 80 stores in Quebec.
My ear. I'm dead.
Super C traces its origins back to 1982 as a supermarket chain under the name La Ferme Carnival. French.
In your face.
My first language. What's happening?
I'm here too.
She's named a Super Carnival.
Super what? Carnival?
I'm trying to say it fast so he doesn't know how I don't know how to speak French.
Super Carnival.
Don't know how to speak Canadian French.
Carnival, man?
You're going down the road, dude. I'm not going to help you.
Carnival. It's like carnival, except carnival. You stupid. La Ferme de Carnival. Oh, I threw some Spanish in there.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go. Oh, sorry. Don't look at our stories, chat. We're not ready to show you these.
Yeah.
We could talk about grocery stores. I got to think about grocery stores going under. That's
oh,
horrible.
Do you?
We could talk about legal marijuana
the
in Colorado.
Cannabis.
It's already sold $1 billion this year in
who would have guessed that? That
Colorado.
People like smoking marijuana.
Fox paid $400 million for the Soccer World Cup, and the USA aren't even qualified to be in it this year. We're not even going to be in the World Cup.
Oh,
it's the first time since 1986 that the United States men's national team have failed to qualify for the World Cup.
We're just bad. That's why we're not in it.
As we have two international watchers right now, it's another thing you can laugh at us Americans for. Let us have it.
Yeah. Laugh.
The problem is, unlike Trump, we're not ashamed of this because we don't like football.
Yeah, we don't
at
like
all.
Football, man.
Although, I will say...
Give me that football!
Soccer, as we call it here in the States, is way more popular now than it's ever been in my life. Like,
oh, yeah.
So many of my friends
love...
In fact, you might be the only one of my friends that doesn't really care about soccer.
Really?
Yeah.
Every one of your friends like soccer?
Yeah.
Football?
Yeah.
All of them like it?
Why do you keep asking me the same
question? I don't know, because what else do I say? I don't like soccer. It's just too little point scorage.
Yeah, it's boring.
I respect it because I cannot do shit with my feet.
It's a sport. I mean, it is a sport.
Up and down, that's about it.
Patriots all the way, baby. Official player, you're from America.
Yep.
We know.
Yep. But, yeah, football, hell of a sport for the people doing it, but I cannot watch it.
It's so boring.
To save my life.
It's so boring. I don't know how you guys do it, but...
Like, I would watch it. I think I would watch it if I was there. It would be more entertaining in person. Like, I've seen one soccer game in person. It was all right.
Well, I think that applies to all sports. Like, I hate baseball, and if I'm there at a baseball game, it's fine.
I don't know. I'd almost rather watch, like, basketball on TV than in person.
I don't know, man. There's something about seeing the people in real life. It's like saying, would you rather watch a concert on TV or be at the concert?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
depends
a little different because it's
seats.
Music, yeah.
Depends on the seats.
Well, you could say that about basketball.
Yeah. What?
Well, it depends on the seats.
No, I'd go to any concert. Sorry, I did. Too much cancer.
Hockey is a combination of soccer and hockey. It's barefoot hockey. We're going to start it up. It's a new league.
Get frostbite on your feet.
How did I know you were from America? Off. I don't know. I'm just a good guesser. No one plays hockey there. No. You play cricket. Oh, cricket!
Hello.
No.
Hello, Poppet.
We're
going
to offend all of our people that are watching us by doing terrible accents.
I've got a great British accent. Nope.
No one plays basketball in the UK? That surprises me a little. I don't know. It is weird. Like, America has this weird fascination with different sports.
That is true.
Like, we really do. Like, soccer is huge everywhere in the world, pretty much, but America.
Right.
I mean, obviously, hockey's pretty big in Canada, but nowhere else.
Cup of tea.
Like, that's well, I guess it's big in Russia and places like that, like the more Slavic hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Like, pretty much anywhere above whatever longitude is above United States, hockey's huge above that longitude
where
worldwide.
Where there's snow and stuff.
Where there's snow, well, because even, like, in Minnesota and stuff. Like, Brian, who I played, you know, I don't know if you ever played with him, but, like, he used to live in Minnesota. His whole family's from Minnesota. Huge hockey fan. Mm. Huge. Huge hockey fan.
Huge.
All right. And, but soccer,
it's huge. The numbers, the ratings are spectacular.
But, yeah, the United States lost to a team that was already not qualified. They didn't even play their A players, that other team. It was Trinidad and Tobago, I believe, because they didn't qualify, so they wanted to rest their talent, and the United States men's team still lost.
Wow.
And we're not qualified for the World Cup. We won't even be there. So the World Cup will be carried on Fox Sports here in America, but not.
Yeah, isn't it the most watched sporting event in the world?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time.
And then America's just like, it's only six years.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to get it in the next World Cup, like in 2028 or whenever it is.
Yeah, oh, we're hosting it?
Yeah, we're trying to. Yeah, I think it's either here or it's in Mexico, or then there's like one random other country that's supposed to get it. But like, there's like 15 cities that are America, so it's pretty likely that America will get it.
Interesting.
And yeah, I don't know why.
Nope. Like, no idea. We like to be hipsters and stand out from the rest.
I think we're in the quickly becoming the minority of people who don't like soccer here in the United States.
Oh, really?
It could be our proximity because a lot of the people I know are in Kansas City and they have Sporting KC, which is a pretty good soccer team apparently.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of soccer teams here in town.
And so they really like going to Sporting KC and seeing all those people like Nick and Brandon and all those people.
Adios, sir.
All right, guys. See you later, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for chilling.
Thank you for stopping by, dude. Taylor is our latest follower. Taylor, it took you this long.
Taylor? This is for you. Silence.
How dare you.
Great show. We are entertaining.
Wow. Manchester U versus Manchester City, just a normal league game, will get 700 million watching. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
How many people watch the Super Bowl, man?
Yeah, but that's only America. That's how big it is worldwide. Like, it's not about, like, here in America, it's about city versus city in America. Mm-hmm. Like, they're talking, that one's not a great example, but in general, it's this country versus this country.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still, that's like a local.
Right.
That would be like America.
That's like the Buccaneers versus the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I said Dolphin really?
Dolphin.
Dolphin! It's like
got the
Buccaneers.
Word right, man. We're doing great.
The Dolph Lundgrens.
We're doing good. We pronounce things correctly.
Well, yeah, man. It's crazy.
I can't believe. Well, I mean, Fox is going to get money from that then. They may recoup
well,
their $400
million in advertising. Well, I think that's my point. We're talking about it is that I think even though America isn't in it, we'll still watch it.
Yeah.
But
obviously wouldn't watch the U.S. team anyways if they suck ass, so.
Like, well, yeah, but wouldn't it be good to root for the home team?
It's always good for that, but not when they suck ass.
Did you watch any of the World Cup? The last one was in 2000.
I watched so much of it.
12?
So much of it.
I want to say it was 2012 because I was in Manhattan. I was working with Brandon, and I was his boss. Because I took like 6 hours off one day and we went to have a business meeting at Carlos O'Kelly's where we just ate the Dollar Queso for the World Cup. And it was great.
Nope. I watched all of it by myself.
Did you really?
TV straight.
I feel like you're lying.
2 days, however long it is.
You're lying. Why are you lying about this?
It goes all to him. That's where it goes to.
If you don't know where the money go to? Yeah, it goes to me. Yeah, if you donate, it goes to me.
Yeah.
And I will send half of it to Colby. But he has to get a PayPal account in order for that to happen.
I have a PayPal account.
Okay, well, then half of it goes to Colby.
Aww.
It's your show,
thanks,
too, man.
I was just...
If you want to give money directly to me, official player, you can always donate anytime between the hours of 9 and 5 at twitch.tv/dswigs.
What was that?
Nothing.
Cough.
There was like a intercepted signal.
There's something in your throat.
That came through our headphones. I don't think it was real. I don't think it got picked
another
up.
Another Twitch channel.
I don't think it got recorded.
Thanks, man.
Hey, man, you can go to twitch.tv/NewmanDrums.
Oh, yeah.
Are you happy?
There's so much streaming going on there, guys. Every single second, I'm on there. It's my life. As in not.
Okay.
At all.
Let's see here. We could talk about, that's stupid. A supermarket. All of our other stories are stupid.
Missing Manor has just been finally found.
I knew you'd care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Half
the universe's missing matter has just finally been found.
Oh, where is it?
The missing links between galaxies has finally been found. This is the first detection of the roughly half of the normal matter in our universe, protons, neutrons, and electrons, unaccounted for by previous observations in stars, galaxies, and other bright objects in space.
Yeah, dark matter.
Okay, so it's been found. Dark matter. Yeah, our chat called it before we even read it. Look at that.
I said it before the chat did!
Yeah, but chat is on a delay. I've had to explain this to you before.
We said it at the same time then.
Why would he put a question mark
after
it?
We're on a delay to the chat, so how about you shut your mouth? Wait, is that right?
I don't know.
That's right.
It hurts my brain to think about
it. I have to wait for a response from you when I chat to you. So yeah, we're both on a, A mysterious substance thought to permeate the universe, the effects of which we can see through its gravitational pull, but our models of the universe also say there should be about twice as much ordinary matter out there compared with what we have observed so far. Two separate teams found the missing matter made of particles called baryons, rather than dark matter, linking galaxies together through filaments of hot, diffuse gas.
Why don't they talk about where they found it? Like, is it, like, do they just see it through, like, a telescope
Baryon
or something?
Baryon problem is solved. The other team was blah, blah, blah. And tenuous and not quite hot enough for X-ray telescopes to pick up.
Nobody had
been able to see it before.
So they figured they found a new way.
It's been purely speculation.
There's no sweet
spot.
There's no sweet instrument that we've invented yet that can directly observe the gas.
Space stuff,
it's been purely speculation until now.
Give me that space stuff.
So they knew it was there.
Yes.
They could just never prove it until right now.
It was a theory, like gravitational waves, man. It was on a spectrum of light that we didn't even know existed.
Is that what it is?
Well, X-rays, right? They see
dark.
Or was it heat?
Chat says dark energy next.
Sees heat.
What's the difference between dark matter and dark energy, Mr. Science?
Dark energy would be like, I mean, we're matter. This is matter. The tripod. Oh, God dang it.
What is it, man?
You're asking the science guy who doesn't know anything about science.
Well, you're the science guy.
I've got a master's degree in biology.
I'm waiting for this.
Chemistry.
I'm still waiting for you to tell me what it is.
It is when dark matter explodes and...
And when it explodes.
Go on, chat. You can help me out, right? I don't know what dark energy is, man.
It's energy
that has a slightly dark hue to it.
The only reason I did that is because you
berated explosions
our chat
for being
smart,
white?
And then I had to put you on the spot. You know?
You know how explosions are white? Dark matter explosions are black. That's all I know.
That's perfect, dude.
Yep, that's a
perfect explanation.
That's what it is. Don't go searching for any other answer. I got you.
Everyone sort of knows that it has to be there, but this is the first time that somebody, two different groups, no less, have come up with a definitive detection. This goes a long way toward showing that many of our ideas of how galaxies form and how structures form over the history of the universe are pretty much correct. All right, here's a copy and paste from our chat from Wikipedia. Oh, but he owned up to it. Okay, the universe is moving faster and not slowing down. Dark energy is pushing it. That's what our smart person says in our chat. And then our copy and paster person who... watches me. This is our speed. In physical cosmology and astronomy, dark energy is an unknown form of energy which is hypothesized to permeate all of space, tending to accelerate the expansion of the universe. Contributions from scalar fields that are constant in space are usually also included in the cosmological constant.
We should not have gotten into space.
When I read that, I don't know any of the words I just read. None of what I said made sense. I mean, I was literally read it.
Expanding?
Not smart, though.
What?
Sorry. Smarter than us, though. So.
Yeah.
Smarter than us. You could become the official Seth and Colby Show science consultant.
There you go. Morris Minor, you bring us your ideas for universal expansion. Let's expand that shit. It is expanding.
It's what
Let's
he said.
Stop it.
Why?
Because then we'll all die. No more Trump. We're all good. Hey, did you see? I saw an article. I got a story.
This is gonna be good.
You know the super volcano underneath Yellowstone?
Yeah, the massive caldera. Yeah,
It apparently could explode much sooner than we expected.
I read that every year, though.
Within decades, not thousands of years.
God, please.
Within decades.
That's no way.
No, yeah? No way?
Yeah.
You're saying that to scientists?
I just looked up what dark energy is and I found that. Yeah, we figured. Yellowstone.
Smart for Googling things, though.
Yeah.
Props to you.
We're doing that right now, dude. Look at me. Here we go. Yellowstone caldera is a volcanic caldera and supervolcano in Yellowstone National Park in Western United States, sometimes referred to as a Yellowstone supervolcano. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Where is it?
What? Go back.
I wanted to tell me about it exploding soon.
Go back. Press the back button.
Back.
First news story right there.
Okay. The Independent. This seems legit. We read from this site. Oh, see, yeah. What I did is I very conveniently kind of sarcasmed by saying that, but also not. So now, no matter if it's legit or not, I'm still right. See?
What?
I was like, this seems legit,
oh,
but it's
yeah,
kind of sarcastic.
Your ass,
right,
uh-huh,
right.
Yep, yep, totally needed.
The massive supervolcano sitting beneath Yellowstone National Park could erupt sooner than previously expected, scientists studying the area say. Researchers have found that during previous eruptions, there were changes in temperatures that led to the blast that occurred much quicker than we knew before. Those scientists were able to determine the accelerated rate of temperature change by analyzing materials in fossilized ash. Yeah, chat says it's very scary. It'll block out the sun for a decade. Yeah, also, we'll die here.
Ice Age.
No, we will die.
Yeah, the explosion will literally probably reach us.
Yeah, we'll die from it. Immediately dead. Like, you'll have you in the UK. Sorry, it's going to be some cloudy some more.
It's
going to
get freezing, man. It's called the Ice Age.
Well, put on a coat, all right? We'll be dead. A powerful eruption occurring roughly 630,000 years ago, according to National Geographic, shaking the region and creating the Yellowstone Caldera. A bowl about 40 miles wide encompasses much of the park. Researchers at Arizona State University, that's a prestigious university.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the Trump school for kids who don't science good. Analyzed evidence from that eruption and believed that the supervolcano was awoken after two influxes of fresh magma flowed into the reservoir beneath the caldera. But while the volcano could have devastating consequences if it to erupt, nobody need worry just yet. Okay, everyone. Yeah, wear two pairs of socks. It'll keep you warm. Well, the accelerated timeline shows that the temperatures around the volcano increased over a period of decades instead of centuries that scientists believe it would take for the supervolcano to make that kind of transition. It's shocking how little time is required to take a volcanic system from being quiet and sitting there to the edge of an eruption. Well, that did make me feel better.
Depending on the size of the eruption, the volcano could cover major portions of the United States in dangerous ash, and the Earth's atmosphere would likely be filled with the same ash. Ash in that atmosphere, the atmosphere,
yeah, that atmosphere,
would cool the planet, but could be devastating to life on Earth if it did not dissipate quickly.
It says nobody need to worry just yet.
Fan.
The accelerated timeline shows the temperatures around the volcano increased over a period of decades instead of centuries. That's literally an oxymoron. They're telling us not to worry, but then they're saying it's not centuries, it's decades.
Yeah, it's like, hey, don't worry, it's not today, it's in 10 years.
Yeah, that's not better.
No, it's not. Like, why would anyone have children? They're all going to be covered in ash.
I can't put my child back in, though. It's too late for me.
You got to put it back in.
I can't do it.
You got it. I think that's child abuse, though, if you try.
Oh, it's a lot of abuse. Abusing multiple people in that scenario. Here's National Geographic's article on it. A new study of ancient ash suggests that the dormant giant could develop...
Pop-ups, man.
Could develop the conditions needed to blow up in a span of mere decades. Supervolcano in the Yellowstone erupts again, we may have far less advanced warning time than we thought. So maybe what the way it's written is that when it starts pooling lava to erupt, it won't be centuries before it happens. It'll be decades.
I think that's what
they mean.
We're all gonna die anyways. Before then,
let's just
probably
add this to the list. Nuclear yeah. war, global warming, supervolcano exploding, big giant hurricanes, ungodly weather.
Wildfires.
A disease that spreads out of an unfunded CDC.
Yep.
You know, things like that.
I saw like an obviously fake Facebook article earlier.
Okay,
like,
but you read it anyway, I'm guessing.
I did, and it was saying, oh God, I forget the fucking disease. Damn it, why'd I bring it up?
Trump. Trump's the top of the list.
Why'd I bring it up?
Just talk about it, man. Go for it.
What? Oh, there's some disease that hadn't been around for a while, and now it's back, and it's killed three
people
in Colorado.
Well, you know, like, antibiotic super diseases, resistant super diseases, are a thing.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, like, our penicillin and amoxicillin and all those things will eventually stop working because diseases will become immune to them because it gets prescribed for everything.
Why even try?
Like, seriously, like, my son got strep throat 2 weeks ago, okay? Mm-hmm. And, like, I sent him home because I don't have insurance because I'm a starving content creator. Please donate, hashtag, or exclamation point Foghorn in the chat. But I don't have insurance, so...
Yeah.
I sent him home to be with his mother, who has insurance, okay,
mm-hmm.
while he had strep throat. And he was on amoxicillin, antibiotics, okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh,
and I was thinking, people didn't used to die from strep throat, right?
I'm sure at some point.
I'm sure someone died from it.
It probably
but it
led
wasn't
to, like, black lung
it wasn't
or some
like
crap.
Measles, right? Where, like, you got it, you die. Polio, you get it, you die. There's no vaccine. Malaria, you get it, you died.
Yeah, probably not.
Like,
that.
It wasn't like that. So, like, should we be prescribing these antibiotics for every little disease? Or does, like, a high-powered Tylenol pharmacy, you know, like, prescription-quality Tylenol, is that enough?
I'm going to go with no. Probably not enough.
Okay.
Yeah, you should.
All right, well, you just pooped all over my argument.
If you
then.
Get strep, you should probably get, you know, medicine to treat strep because that's why it exists.
I feel like you're just saying that because you're worried I might get strep and then give it to you.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm on insurance for another year, so I'm good.
Good.
If you are to get it pretty soon. So I can, you know, get the.
Oh, I thought you meant insurance.
Medication.
I'm like, I can't give you insurance, bro. Are you proposing to me right now?
Yes.
Like, I was like, are you proposing to
it's
me?
It's either that or adopt me, buddy. Let's go. Well, no, I'd be too old.
You don't want to be adopted by me. Anyway. You should adopt me because you have the good job.
Either way, you're too old for you to be covered by your parents.
How old do
insurance?
You have to be?
26.
All right, I'm 13.
Okay, cool.
Look at me. Mama! Feed me, daddy!
Because 13-year-olds say that. Because 13-year-olds say that.
You can't prove they don't.
Dude, let's go to Trump's Twitter, man.
No! Why, man?
I'm sure Morris Minor would love to see what's going on with Trump these days.
God.
He's not from here, so he's probably
why you
got to
end the
up.
Show with this every time? You think
we're, not,
just...
we're not getting into no political debate like last time.
Yeah, you say that now.
Oh, God.
The American flag's still there, guys. Oh, there's a video.
There's an interview.
Market's up 25% since you won.
Oh, with Mr. Hannity, this is going to be legit.
So I said, you know what, I'm going to bring it up tonight. $5.2 trillion in wealth created. We have the lowest unemployment
what?
Rate in 16 years. We have
5.2 trillion?
Participation rate in
I honestly wasn't listening. What did he say?
$5.2 trillion of wealth created in the amount of time that he's been president. That would have happened regardless of if he was president.
Yeah, isn't that just like our GDP?
That's just people like making
turning?
Money.
Yeah.
And like Trump goes into everybody's pocket and be like, here's an extra trillion for you. Here's an extra trillion for you. No!
Chad, I want it to be known that we made it 19 seconds into this video before there was a political rant. Just want that to be known, all right?
Well, if Mr. Fuckface here wasn't on, then I would be a little better.
And the best... The lowest number of people on food stamps.
Like,
in 7 years.
Why is there a giant?
This dude's mouth
a giant truck in the background. Why is there a giant? Look
just
at how
so
many
far up his ass.
Look at how many American flags there are. All right, see you, Morris. Thanks, man, for stopping by. We'll see you. Why are there so many American flags in the background,
dude? Because it's America.
You can't see them because of our overlays.
Give them the America.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Make America great again, man.
There's at least 12 American flags in the background.
The more flags you have, the more respect you got for it.
It's going really well. I'm loving it.
The audio isn't on sync. This isn't our video. This is their video.
People are seeing that. Well, first of all, it's a massive tax cut. And, you know, it's a reform, but it's a massive tax cut.
Has this been implemented?
I don't know.
Or is this what he's talking about doing?
No, none of this has been
talking about it for 7 months.
And, you know, when we first introduced it, and for years they talk about tax reform. I said, the problem with the word reform, nobody understands what it means.
Nobody
because
understand.
Reform
I
mean
understand what it means.
Taxes.
Listen here. I understand what it
in
means.
In the history of our country, it is incredible.
I know taxes.
I can't do this, man. It literally hurts me to watch this man talk about our country.
I just wanted to see what dumbass things he's been spouting on Twitter.
We'll do what we normally do. Let's go back to the beginning of the day because we only do 24
the fake
hours.
Fake news is going.
All right,
to...
here we go. Clips from tax speech and Sean Hannity and Fox and Friends Now. Have a great day. All right. Puerto Rico survived the hurricanes. Now a financial crisis looms largely in their own making. Cheryl Atkinson, a total lack of accountability, say the governor. Electric and all infrastructure was disaster before hurricanes. Congress to decide how much to spend. We cannot keep FEMA, military, and the first responders who have been amazing under the most difficult circumstances in Puerto Rico forever. This fake news is going all out in order to demean and denigrate such hatred. The time has come to improve access, increase choices, and lower costs for health care.
Still on the health care kick.
We need a tax system that is fair to working families and that encourages companies to stay in America, grow in America, and hire in America. President Donald J. Trump with the American Trucking Association.
Here's something positive. At
least Happy National Farmers Day.
Nothing is about the fucking NFL in this shit. Look at all them farmers. Farmers for Trump, man. We like them farmers.
I'm honestly looking to see if there's any minorities in that crowd.
I see
none. Oh, you know what? I should look in the front row because they'll put him up front.
Yeah, but
this guy right here.
I see none.
He's Hispanic.
That dude has a tan.
Are you sure?
1,000%.
She looks kind of, this guy kind of looks Hispanic as well.
No. Nope.
Both of these people.
All of them are white. Literally all of them are white.
Yeah, well, it's not surprising. And then we're back at the top. People are just now starting to find out how dishonest, disgusting fake news at NBC News is. Viewers beware, maybe worse than ever at CNN. Why is CNN even thrown in there?
Dude, because both. They're in collusion together to make him look like an idiot, which, I mean, yeah, but you give them the cannon fodder to write the articles they do. Like, they don't write fake articles. They're all true, and they all make him look like an idiot.
Well, that's why they're fake, though.
But they're not pointed. There's no reason we should be knowing that Trump's going off on some other Republican. There's no reason to know that.
I wish
guess what that affects. Guess how many people that affects.
I wish all the news would shut down, dude.
Zero.
I wish all the news would shut down.
That would be great.
All right. I was listening to...
That wouldn't be great.
There's a podcast I listen to. It's Big Owen Dukes, okay? You can go listen to them. They're great. All right, I won't mind. Don't give them money. They'll give us money. And one of the guys on it, the Dukes of the Dukes, Big Owen Dukes show.
The Dukes.
He voted for Trump, and he's like, he's basically a conservative gun owner. And I love to hear him talk because he's also not an idiot.
Yeah.
And like, I'm the biggest guilty party of just saying everyone's an idiot who voted for Trump, which is obviously not true.
Right.
But it's, you know, we do a show here.
I mean.
But anyway, like, the point is, I like listen to him talk today about the NFL, and he's like, it's all fake. Here's what's happening in the NFL. Colin Kaepernick, because he does sports radio for a living. That's what he actually does. He's like, Colin Kaepernick was about to get cut from the 49ers.
Right.
And so he decided to take a knee to cause a controversy so the 49ers couldn't get rid of him.
Mm.
And then everything he's done since then has just been to back up that image.
Yeah.
And, like, he didn't say it in such a pointed way, but that was his point.
Right.
And the whole roundabout way and the reason he's been saying it is because his whole point is everything is fake. Trump's tweets are fake to distract us from real issues. The news covering Trump's idiocies is fake because it's from one viewpoint. The people covering the news is fake because it's from the other viewpoint.
Right.
The NFL doing this thing is fake because everyone's still watching the NFL.
Yeah.
People are just tweeting. It's just idiots at their keyboards distracting from the real issues in their lives and their families, and that's the whole
1,000%,
thing. And yeah. I'm like, oh my God, that's what it's the bamboozling of America.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening. And we're doing it, man. Because we just talk about all the dumb stuff that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but we're not a fucking political show.
But we're
a comedy show.
I mean, I agree.
And that's
I agree
comedy
100%.
Because he's an idiot.
But what I mean is I feel like our show shouldn't be duped. And we should do the work.
We're the dupees, man.
We should figure out and do the work enough to be like, what is Trump hiding right now by this tweet?
Right.
That we're not noticing because we're talking about this tweet and that doesn't
something.
Exist.
There's something.
It doesn't have, like, the NSA right now is inside this camera and that camera and that camera that doesn't exist. All of the cameras watching all the things, and all we're doing is we're talking about the 16 Trump flags behind him at his speech. Because that's funny, and it's ridiculous, and it's stupid, and our show will cover funny, ridiculous, stupid things every day of the week. That's what we do.
But that's also what the mainstream media does.
That's unacceptable, man!
Who's supposed to be covering actual news.
That's not
okay.
Well, I mean, that's kind of why he's right. When there is fake news, it's not fake. It's just
fake
pointless.
Isn't the right word. Yeah, it's
pointless.
It's distraction.
News. Yeah,
everything's distraction.
And they don't want you to know that because he wants to distract.
But that's what it is. Yeah, that he. Everyone is guilty of it.
Oh yeah,
everyone on Twitter is guilty. Like even the people that like I follow on Twitter, and I try not to follow political people because it literally gives me AIDS. All right, all of these people. All they do is tweet things that support their viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if some person immediately tweets them and be like, look, all right, a uterus and a gun are not comparable right. with how you regulate them.
Uh-huh.
All right, and that's a stupid argument to be like, the uterus is more regulated than guns. You're immediately a woman hater and a racist.
Right.
Every single time, yeah. No matter what.
And there's no give and take by either side.
No, and the fact that we're discussing it and we're white men completely negates our conversation.
Right.
Because we can't have an opinion on it to some people out there.
Because we're very privileged.
Because we're privileged to start with.
Yep. Which, I mean, there is merit to that, but I mean, that's also called
Agreed.
Life.
But that's my point. Where there is white privilege, there's definitely male privilege.
Yeah.
There's facts that back that up.
Right.
But you can't blanket everything that's said by everybody with one point of view.
Right. 1,000% true.
And that's what's not happening.
All I'm seeing right now, sorry, we got into a rant there. And
talking?
Yes, but hashtag women boycott Twitter.
Oh, is that a thing right here?
That's apparently a thing right
this
now.
This is probably going to prove my point. Okay. Oh, because it's the Rose McGowan thing.
What about why is she
got
boycotting Twitter?
She got banned today for talking
for
about Harvey Weinstein.
Out Mr. Weinstein.
Right, who's a bona fide creep man.
Yeah, white privilege number fucking one.
There was a photo of him on Reddit. Have you been you don't look at Reddit because
no.
You're out of touch. Look at this, dude. Look at this. I'll pull it up. It's probably one of the top voted things on all of Reddit. There's a photo of him with Emma Watson. I should probably just search Emma. Oh, past week? About past 24 hours. How about past year? That's going to be too much. How about past month?
The Senate. All I saw was the Senate. God, what the fuck is that shit?
I guess that's the noise it makes when it doesn't find anything. How about movies? Dinner movies, maybe? All right. I'm just getting slaughtered right now. Don't mute me, man. They want to hear that noise.
No, they don't.
They do. How do I search? Search right here. Limit my search. Here we go. Emma Watson. Sorry, guys. We're going on a huge tangent right now. Here, right here. Harvey Weinstein in this picture with Emma Watson. Look at this. Like, look at that. Like, there is no context where that photo is okay.
Unless there's a man with a dick in front of her, and he's like, whoa, 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 back up here.
Right, I was trying to say, no, because her face wouldn't look like, please don't touch me. It would
That's
be like
a face of, I'm staring at a man's dick that I don't want to be staring at.
He's trying to protect her from falling into a pit of dicks, is that what you're suggesting?
That's what it's either that, or it's sexual assault.
Right. Like, that is not an okay photo. That's messed up right there.
There's got it. That's out of context. I'm sure.
There's no context where that's okay.
There's something in front of, like, she's walking in front of a bus, and Harvey's like, no. No, Emma, don't.
There's
kill.
A person right
don't
here.
Die. I don't know. You might be right. You might be wrong. It's a fucking picture. We can't tell. But
can
not
tell.
As damning as what I thought.
What did you think? He was going to be naked?
All up here. Give me them boobies. I don't know.
Well, there are people who have been saying that. They're just not caught on film.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, have you seen the videos of, like, people making jokes about it?
No.
Like Harvey Weinstein?
Look at this.
So, I mean, it's pretty damning, dude. I would not want to be him right
oh,
now.
Oh, no. Yeah,
or any of definitely. The girls that he's assaulted.
Right.
Or a
female in Hollywood, really, for that matter.
Right. Right.
Just because I'm sure there's 20 other dudes just like him.
Okay, if you search Harvey, you're going to get a lot of hurricane stuff on Reddit, turns out.
Yeah.
How do you spell Weinstein?
Weistein.
Very good. How'd you do that?
Skill.
All right, let's see here.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, here's a clip of 30 Rock right here.
Weinstein, man.
This is like, here's a 30 Rock
clip.
Oh,
yeah, I've seen this.
You've seen this right
mm-hmm.
here?
I've been paying attention.
Oh, you
attention.
Muted everything.
Wrong button.
Oh, that's too bad. Did they also take away your handgun license?
Don't do it, J-Mo. You don't want to mess with Weird Al.
Oh, please. I'm not afraid of anyone in show business. I turned down intercourse with Harvey Weinstein on no less than 3 occasions.
As a, the fact that it's a joke, like...
30 Rock is made up of inside jokes.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. I've watched this conservative guy I watched on YouTube, and he made the point of it's either... Everyone in Hollywood are idiots, like straight up stupid idiots, or they were all in collusion of, yeah, he's kind of a scumbag guy, but he's got power, so don't fuck with him.
Well, I mean, that's obviously what happened.
Yeah.
It's obvious what happened. Here's the other famous one that's going around right here. This is on your subreddit /conspiracy.
The 2012 nominees for Best Performance by an Actress
this is in 2013.
In a supporting role are Sally Field in Lincoln, Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables, Jackie Weaver in Silver Linings Playbook, Helen Hunt in The Sessions, and Amy Adams in The Master. Woo! Congratulations, you 5 ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
And, like, he's not laughing. His face is very serious. And Emma Stone looks like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, man. Because dude's a scumbag.
I mean, obviously.
Regardless of whatever he says, he's like, I'm taking a leave of absence to work on myself and fix these things. No, you're not, you fucking dumbass. You're getting 50
right.
prostitutes
got,
and going living in your mansion.
Right, well, and he got
fun.
Caught, and that's the yeah. only reason he's the even talking reason. About it. Like, yeah. if he was really remorseful, like, he wouldn't be... Like, someone had to have been like, Harvey, that's not appropriate. Like, I can't imagine there's not...
Brad Pitt...
Or a secretary who wakes
no,
minimum wage.
When Brad Pitt was with Gwyneth Paltrow or whatever, he knew about it and approached Harvey and told him to stop or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then Ben Affleck also. Well, that's what the Rose lady or whoever got banned
oh,
on
Rose
Twitter.
McGowan, is that what she said?
That's
okay.
what she was saying was she quoted him in a tweet saying, damn it, I told him to stop that, as what Ben Affleck said to her face when she brought up this whole business of him doing, you know, assaulty stuff.
Yeah. So people have stepped up and said things.
Yeah.
You know, Ben Affleck and Brad Pitt, those seem like the perfect dudes to also tell him to stop.
Also, yeah, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck like, are getting major flack right now.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
For, like, knowing that he's
like that.
What are
they going to do, though?
And then not doing anything
like,
about
what can
it.
They do? Like, I understand that if we saw it happening, we have an obligation to step up and say, dude, that's not okay.
Right.
But we can't call the police... Because there's nothing there
right.
that's, quote, breaking the law. Because we have this thing called burden of proof and
yeah.
the legal system.
Evidence.
Evidence. Like, mm-hmm. hearsay is not enough for the police to be called. And that's a whole other conversation on what justifies hearsay. And if you believe the woman, do you believe the man? And that's kind of the bad thing about burden of proof. It's
right.
bad for
and
rape
I mean,
cases. It's bad for people.
Why...
For OJ, people OJ murdered. Like, it's a bad thing,
yeah.
but...
There's
that's how the system works.
That's why that only, I think the only way that these things get fixed or
right.
taken care of is by public outreach.
Well, the only...
Once one person starts saying something, then another person's
I
like,
agree
I'm
with you.
Say
someone has
I'm
to open the
something.
Dam. I don't think that's the way it should be.
Oh, no.
I think the way it should be,
it?
Well, Brad Pitt should go to Harvey Weinstein's brother or his boss or the board and
no,
be
yeah.
like, listen.
Yeah, but still, it's hearsay. Who are you going to believe? Brad
yeah,
Pitt
but the
or
board,
Harvey?
These people have enough money, they can hire PIs. All right? They can do stuff outside
yeah,
the law.
Yeah, but they're not
going to
do
collect
that.
Their, but
they're
going
to do everything to protect him
but that's not
to
the
avoid
way
flack
that,
for
but
their
that's not
company.
The way it should be.
I agree
I totally agree with you. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
That's not the way it should
well,
be.
Well, then corporations shouldn't... Their number one goal shouldn't be to make money.
Well, then we can't live in a capitalist society.
Exactly. We're back on a political rant again!
Well, we're not, though, really. This is about...
Damn you, Trump!
This is more about, like, about how unfair it is to be a woman
yeah.
in life. Like, this is stuff me and you... I don't ever... Even if I was
well,
a woman,
I, mean, also,
I would never... Because I'm ugly,
I'm
but,
not,
like...
I'm not demeaning the women in this case, but also to be Matt Damon or Ben Affleck. Because, like you said, what are you going to do?
Like, they can't... It's
what are you
going to
do?
I think hearing that Ben Affleck did something, that makes me respect Ben Affleck more. Because he didn't have to do that. No, his name wouldn't get drugged through the dirt if he didn't. And
yeah.
the fact that his name got referenced that he did, and now he's catching trash.
He's also
for
catching flack because there's videos of him apparently like he groped a woman once, and she didn't like that.
How many of those things are like that Harvey Weinstein Emma Stone photo or not Emma Watson photo that are out of context though?
Well, that one was I think on video.
Still out of context.
Yeah, but she said she didn't like it. She came out on Twitter after that clip been going around. She was like, yeah, I was just a kid. I didn't really like that. But then there was another one where he was like talking
about this chick
getting her tits out or something like that. And then she came out and was like, no, that's what we did when the camera
started
rolling.
Right, well, that's tough. Like, it's hard to be like, yeah, I didn't like what I did 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's
like, you
true.
Can't, that's not fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like that I got married the first time,
mm-hmm.
but I did it. I can't go back and blame her for saying yes. Mm-hmm. That's not fair.
Dude, it sucks ass.
It does.
And it's just like, what do you do?
And the thing is like, you fall
evil
into the
exists.
Trap of like, we're bitching about, this is male privilege, is what we're doing right now. We're bitching about how unfair it is to Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
When really we should be bitching about how unfair it is that the women have to open the floodgates for anything to happen and that the board of directors didn't do anything in the first place. Who I'm guessing is all men.
Right.
Probably all white men.
Probably.
Most likely. That's the problem.
I don't know.
You can't fix that because it's 100% capitalism because you're exactly right. Whether it was white men, black men, women, robots.
Yeah, it would be really
curious. It wouldn't matter. They care about their shares.
CEO or something like
it's
that.
All about
producer
the shares,
head.
Man. Well, that's
wanted some sex.
That's what
from
Uber's trying to
Matt
do, man.
Damon.
Remember that? Like, Uber got in all that sexist trouble, and so they hired a female CEO?
Yeah.
Like, people, you know what the CEOs are? They're paid to care about money.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing they're paid to care about is what is right. our share price right now. And if that share price is down, you're not doing a good job. If that share price is up, you're doing a good job. And that's what the board of directors cares about. They don't care about the day-to-day. That's what they pay you to pay people to care about.
Yeah.
And that's not the way the world should work. There's many more problems than just that stem from capitalism running rampant through the world, like the fact that the top 1% have like $600 billion of our money. There's like 30 people that control 20% of the world's wealth.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's capitalism. That's just how it works.
Yeah, 2080 thing. That's a capitalist
right.
rule.
But, you know, I was watching there's this YouTube called NoClip, and they completely do crowdfunded video game documentaries, and they're mm-hmm. really good. So it's, like, paid for by people who love video games. They're doing one on The Witcher right now, which is, like, all right, it's my favorite game of all time. Like, it's so good. And they're talking about how the company that made it got started, and they're mm-hmm. based in Poland.
Right.
And, like, the guy who founded it grew up in socialist Poland, and he talks about, like, the whole world growing up in socialism and the world outside of, you know, the Iron Curtain, you know, what it was called back then,
right.
were between capitalism and socialism. But now, of course, Poland is capitalism and it's mostly westernized and all this, but they're like, it was night and day, and they talk about it like it was a dystopian nightmare living in this socialist world. There's only two options.
Yeah.
Like, you either get full government control or you get capitalism. And they're both awful. Mm-hmm. And so the point is, chat, life is awful. And the supervolcano right. will kill us, or the nuclear war will kill us, or Trump driving a truck will kill us. It doesn't matter. We're all going to die. Eat a pear, bitch.
Eat a pear, bitch?
It's always Charlie. Sunny. It's always sunny.
I ate it. All of it.
You ate the whole thing? You ate the seeds?
You didn't tell me I wasn't supposed to eat the whole thing, man. Even the sticker?
But that was less of a political rant and just a more of a rant on how much life blows.
Yeah. It's
but
stupid.
It is the only life we got, so what are you going to do, man?
Dude, like, go to some fucking middle of nowhere and not get internet and not pay attention.
I mean, really,
to
the
shit.
Best thing to do is to do what Jesus said, but in a modern way,
yeah,
which is grow up altruistic, caring about others. Go to college to get a degree in something that'll help others,
mm-hmm.
and then leave your home to go to places where there are people less fortunate and help those people.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do with your life. You're not supposed to do podcasts twice a week.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, seriously, that's probably, that
Very
would make
true.
The world a better place. But then even that would have its problems, because if everybody is equally fortunate, then what? Then what? Then what?
Then we'd be happy? I don't know. Then we fight for more stuff.
Yeah, then wars happen, right?
Greed exists and evil exists.
Rome
so, like,
takes over or whatever.
Jesus just needs to come again and be like, y'all can just relax
but we ain't
going to
go, though.
We're better than fucking Harvey Weinstein.
I hope so, yes.
So, you
allegedly.
Know, the bar's probably real low by now.
It's a great point.
I don't know. It's just crap.
Depends on who we're compared to.
Like, give me an example.
Well, like, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses only believe that 144,000 people total are going to get into heaven.
Well, those people are idiots.
But what if that's true, though? What if the bar if is set true? By, like, only the 144,000 best people get to go to heaven? We would be below that bar.
Yeah. But then...
So what's the bar set at? You got to set the bar somewhere. What number are we, if the bar is below us, what number would you rank us as good human beings or not? Like, are we in the millions, billions, trillions? What do you say?
We're top 3%, man. Top 3.
That's way too high.
What'd I say, top 30?
I would say top 30.
I'd say top 30, maybe.
We're definitely above 50. Like, if the cutoff's 50%, which I think fair, Jesus, I think fair should be 50.
Yeah.
I think we're above the top 50. Because we never murdered. You know, we don't assault people. We don't really commit crimes.
No.
Maybe a little bit of arg. But other than that, not really arg. Any crimes, you know.
Yeah. Just a little bit of that.
Allegedly.
But,
I mean, I've never groped anybody.
Oh, you're going to hell.
God, I'm in the 49% now. I couldn't resist, guys.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well.
Yeah, more positive endings for this show. It's all positivity, man.
I blame you for it, 100%.
I went to Trump's Twitter again.
You did it, man.
I did it.
We didn't actually talk that much about Trump.
That's good.
We talked about something else politically relevant.
Yeah, which is also another disgusting-ass white guy.
Yep. At least he's not orange.
At least he's not orange.
He's just fat, too.
Yeah.
You know, if you take the whole rape thing out of it, in another life, I could be Harvey Weinstein. Big, fat, white guy. Who loves media.
I mean, that's not a condemning feature. It's just common.
It is usually to women.
It is common in the fact that most of them are sexual assaulters. So, I mean, our president is, for God's sakes. He admitted it.
I don't want to be in that
on a
group.
Mic.
Of course, you're kind of like, thanks for the host, guys. It's kind of, you're kind of in the frat boy demographic, though, so you're not
Me?
Much better. Yeah.
Frat boy?
Yeah.
Sure.
Drink Miller Lite, dude. No, you're a hipster. You're a pure hipster.
That's what I thought.
You're a pure hipster.
I've admitted to it, yeah. And I'm okay with that.
They're all about love, so you know what? Never mind.
Peace and love, man.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching and sitting through another political rant and all of the rest of the show. I think we did a pretty good show today. Thank you guys for being there and chat with us. We enjoyed chatting with you. If you want to join us next time, we'll be here Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. You can also follow us on Twitter at Seth and Colby if you want to see like when we go live and follow us on Twitter and do all that stuff. If you want to watch the video on demand because you didn't catch it live, you can do that at youtube.com/Seth and Colby. And the audio version of this video show is available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher under the name Seth and Colby. If you need links to all these things or a plain Jane RSS feed so you can get it on a podcast app of your choice, SethandColby.com. That's where you go. We'll see you all, guys. Thank you again. Thank you so much for following. We're over 50 followers. We probably got 53 or 54 now because we had a couple followers during the show. Thank you guys so much for that. Thank you for the hosts. Thank you for the chat.
You guys are beautiful.
We'll see you guys on Sunday.
Love you.
2 p.m. Central Time.
Live your life. Be happy.
Hey.
Try to. Live your life.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.